Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is time once again for Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 67, and today is August 9th, 2017. Wow, all right. I am your host, Russ, and joined, as always, with me is Kent. And if you don't know what we are about, we talk mostly about wrestling, though we do meander off to other things as well. And I'm pretty sure at some point we'll talk about Game of Thrones, too, because we need that moment away from wrestling. And Game of Thrones was just... Let's just face it, there's nothing that wrestling could have done to top Game of Thrones. So, we'll talk about all that stuff, but mostly wrestling. Mostly wrestling. Kat, how you doing?
I'm good. I just want to acknowledge the fans that have written in. Yes, we are aware that there was no music playing during last week's podcast for Russell's Guessing Game. We were contacted by the legal department, and they said, no way, no how. So, we had to shut that shit down faster than Negan with a baseball bat. So, my apologies. You get the gist of it. If you want to listen to the songs, go on YouTube and just type that shit in. But, hey, we're not willing to get sued.
That's right. There's one thing we're not willing to do. It's be sued. Also this week, we have a very special interview that we are going to be having with superfan Thomas. He will be on Between Raw and SmackDown when we talk Between Raw and SmackDown. So that should be fun for everybody as well.
Indeed.
Yes. All right.
That's kind of high.
So let's start talking about what happened in this week's editions of Raw and SmackDown, starting with...
We should call this Raw Talk.
Oh my god, if only there was a half an hour show.
Oh, and there's the
it's
legal notice.
Yeah, yeah.
We could not call it Raw Talk.
That's right. Let's call it Raw Gab.
Ooh, Raw Gabba Gabba.
Yes, Raw Gabba Gabba. Ah.
Terry, you're listening. Take notes.
Yeah, this is how it's done. All right, so let's talk Raw. Okay, a lot of crap happened on Raw, but I'm going to say right now, I enjoyed Raw. It's been a long time since I've enjoyed a Raw.
Yeah, and for me, I want to say, maybe not my absolute highlight, but something that I felt really was underappreciated was the 2 minutes that Goldust was on our screen. Because now all of a sudden I'm wondering, is Goldust going to be a manager now?
That's what I've...
If so, thank you.
I've heard the rumors. I didn't... I wasn't really fully paying attention through it all. I just heard that he was back. He was talking. I didn't hear anything about... So what did he indicate that he'd be a manager?
He's going to be scouting for talent at SummerSlam. So that to me tells me that he's going to hopefully get like a protege. And... I mean, as we know, Goldust can talk. I mean, Goldust can still work in the ring, but Goldust is a natural talker, just like his daddy, just like his brother.
It's true.
I actually think Dustin's better than Cody on the mic.
I'd say yes, because Dustin's having a lot more opportunities. I also find it interesting, though, that now we're going to have two talent scouts on Raw. Because I'm telling you, Titus Brand has been... Or Titus Worldwide, sorry, not Titus Brand. Titus Worldwide has been really blowing it up. I think they've been doing some good stuff there.
Out of sheer curiosity, on the blog located at 9news.com/wrestling, I asked the question this week of who would you choose if you could have a person get join up with Titus Worldwide? Who did you choose? I didn't even read it.
So. That's a good question. I don't remember who I chose. But I think it was somebody who couldn't talk on the mic. That's what I was looking for. Someone who just not a strong talker.
Cass?
That's a good idea, but Enzo? No, I did not use either. Yeah, Enzo. Enzo can't wrestle. I will tell you in about two
was
seconds.
Was it Roman Reigns?
No. It was somebody who needs it. Roman Reigns does not need it.
Apollo Crews.
Oh, yeah. That was tough because I was like, Apollo Crews. Oh, wait. He already is part of it.
Did you choose a male or a female?
I'm pretty sure it was male, but hold on, I'm there now, so let me just look real quick.
I feel like Gallows and Anderson right now would be calling you.
Oh, I got it. Heath, that's who I chose. Heath, although he can talk, never mind. Heath just needs to get he needs something going on. I thought Heath was a great choice. Because you know what? He's got kids. So does Titus. There's a connection. Yeah.
There is. Titus is very good with kids.
Yes. And I don't think...
Titus also buys meals for homeless people. I love that dude.
Yeah, Titus is a great guy.
He is a legit good dude.
Yeah. I feel bad for him because one little slip up kind of destroyed his career. And now they're building him back slowly, which is great, but they're still not giving him everything he needs. Because I'm telling you right now, the Titus Worldwide, they've got the element. They're not using it properly.
Yeah. That, I mean, right now he could be upper mid-card even with his gimmick, but they're never going to do it. They're never going to forgive him for one tiny little innocent slip up the head. No real freaking bearing in the real life. It was just McMahon trying to show off his nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, legal notice. I cannot say McMahon and nuts.
It's tough. But I do think that if Heath joined Titus, I just think, not that Heath really needs anybody on the mic, but Titus is really good on the mic for him, would be good, decent on the mic for him. And then just having him out there together, I think they could do really great pairing. I think they have good they could have good chemistry. And it's a spark that really Heath needs.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I'd be fine with even having Ginger Rhinos together because a tag team for them would be good.
True. So, absolutely.
I chose Bayley and... Well, we'll talk about that later on.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah. All right, so what do you want to tackle here, Russ?
All right, why don't we talk about probably the best thing of the night, and that would be the Last Man Standing match. Kent, why don't you do that real quick?
I can sum this up with four words. Chair to the face. Seriously, an office chair to the face. And, like, I know they're not super heavy, but if you had one flung at your face, it's not going to end well.
And I'm going to say this. Kudos to Braun, because the way he threw it was the only way that Roman could have taken that without any major damage. So kudos to Braun throwing it safely. But holy crap, that was awesome. Like, I was just barely paying attention at that point, and then I saw it, and I was like, and then, like, everybody reacted to it. It was hilarious. It was awesome. Like, nobody does that. And for good reason. That's really dangerous. Yet they tackled it really well. So kudos to Braun. I mean, like I said, that was awesome. That was one of the best moments I've seen on Raw in a long time. Yes.
Hey, all right.
Hey.
I really need to buy a new headset. All right. Fantastic. All right. That
good
cut
stuff.
Out again. All right. So that's going to be ordered tonight. Yeah. Actually, it was a good match. Not great. I really hated
it. No, it wasn't great.
This is the problem with Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, Rock, Triple H, fucking Cena, fucking Roman Reigns. Stop with this. All of a sudden, they have this absurd amount of power and determination where all of a sudden Roman can run the length of the fucking ramp to kill Braun. I hate that.
Where just a few minutes ago, he was getting his ass kicked, right?
Yeah, just make it a little more realistic. If he wants to hit the spear, that's fine. But he was hauling ass like he was fresh. Stop with that.
Yeah.
That takes away... It takes away the credibility of your match, in my opinion.
It does. Now, the other thing, too, while this was a really good match, it was given away on free TV. Is this part of the problem that... I mean, I'm not going to complain. I said it in the blog, 9deuce.com/wrestling, that if they're going to give it away for free, fine. But I also started thinking, and I wish I'd written it in the blog, that... But is this also what's making the pay-per-view suffer now? Because now we're getting pay-per-view quality matches on TV... But that's also drawing TV match quality onto the pay-per-view instead of getting something like this.
I've been saying that for years. This is a huge problem. I know JBL on Bring It to the Table last week's like, how could fans possibly complain about such a high-caliber match on TV? I'm not complaining about the high caliber of the match. As a matter of fact, each week, each show should have one to two high-caliber matches.
One high-caliber match.
But does it have to be a gimmick match? If it's a gimmick match, it certainly shouldn't be a last man standing, because that's traditionally used to end a feud and a rivalry. And let's face it, Braun ain't finished with him.
No.
So that's not the end of the feud. Like, they have a match in 2 weeks. So I would have preferred a hardcore match, street fight match, something like that. They could have done the exact same ending, basically. So great match, bad stipulation for free TV, and this ruins pay-per-views because how often do you really, like, how many matches on average per pay-per-view do you look forward to? Like, two?
Two, maybe three. Yeah. This one I would have looked forward to because they've been knocking it out of the park. But, I mean, I got it on free TV. I'm not... And it was good.
It was very good,
It was good, yeah. I mean, so I'm not complaining. Because that makes you... And I guess it makes sense. It makes you put eyes onto it. Like, oh my God, did you see the Braun versus Roman match last on Monday? Holy crap, that's going to get some eyeballs on the television. But on the same time, it's going to be pure... garbage.
Well,
like it means it's just gonna take away her match on the pay per view or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. It's just really tough.
Not only that, but if we go back to the most successful era of wrestling, it wasn't the high caliber of matches on Raw. It was the telling of stories, and WWE's lost that ability. So they're like, well, we're trading in storytelling for high caliber matches, which is cool. I don't dislike high caliber matches, but I do miss coherent stories.
I miss the story. Yeah, that's the problem. I miss having some good stories. It seems like they only have like three stories now, and it's always recycled those three stories. Bad guy does something to good guy. Good guy gets mad. Bad guy keeps getting over on him. Good guy finally gets a win. It's always the same story arc. Instead of, like, you know, back in the day, they had the main story arc of bad guy versus good guy, but the other story arcs were minor, like, incidents between them, things like that. I mean, they're kind of doing it, especially, and that's why don't we just move right into this tag team stuff. This will be a good segue into it. They're kind of doing it with Seth and Dean, but it's nowhere near as much fun. Like, they're bringing in real life facts of minor things of that Dean doesn't trust Seth's, and then all of a sudden, I don't get this at all, by the way, Dean finally accepts Seth, and Seth says, no, screw it, and walks away.
That's because we have one more week of Raw. This is the thing.
That's what
Let's play a game
I know,
of Raw
I know, but that's
3 weeks. So, first week, one guy's going to be a prick. The next week, the other guy's going to be a prick. In the final week, oh, we both got beat down. Let's touch each other's hands. Guys were not, like, what would have shocked me is if Seth would have just bumped fist. That would have been the shocking thing.
Right? I knew he wasn't going to. I was like, there's no way he's going to pump his fist. They're leading up to a point where this isn't going to work. And he didn't. And not that it was bad. It's just predictable.
Overly predictable.
And
overly.
Yeah. And it's not as much fun. Like, back in the day, you used to be able to go, I don't know what's going on. This is fantastic. So the storytelling's been weak. But I will say this. Interesting enough, last week, one of the better matches of last week was Seth versus Sheamus.
Agreed.
It was a really good match. And then this week, they got a match again. It was okay. I wouldn't even go anywhere as close to saying it was fantastic or good. It was okay, but it was short, and now Sheamus won. It's 50-50 booking at its worst when they do things like that.
How would you
book it? It was an okay match.
Is my follow-up question.
Not have them have a match again.
There you go.
That's how I would have booked it.
Yeah.
They didn't need the match. Last week's match was great. Yes, Sheamus lost, but he looked good losing. And he was supposed to lose anyway. Who cares? He's the villain.
Shouldn't they be doing, like, Cesaro versus the Hardy Boys? And then do, like, Gallows and Anderson versus the Shield Boys? Just kind of keep things away from each other for a bit. Like, why aren't they better utilizing, or, like, even Ginger Rhinos? Like, that's where I think a lot of fans get pissed off. It's like, utilize those guys that don't get a ton of TV time or do, but are lower down. Like, utilize them so that guys are not constantly in the ring with each other. So when it comes to match time, it
feels
something.
The pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Right. That's just it. That's a good example. But on the other hand, they are kind of doing that sort of with this by making it singles matches. And on the other hand, this week, one of the better matches was Dean versus Cesaro. And clearly a great match, actually. For what it was, I was highly entertained.
I'll go so far as to say it's one of the top five matches I've seen this year.
Yeah, it was. That's not saying much.
Nope,
but
it's been a really bad year, and I was thinking about this. I was really, really trying to think, like, what are the best matches of the year? I could come up with Money in the Bank, the men.
Yep.
I could say AJ versus Cena, the Rumble, despite the stupid ending.
Yep.
And maybe KO versus AJ was good, but I don't even...
I would say better than that, the tag team match, New Day versus...
Usos.
That was better than that.
Yeah, and actually, Sage Zero versus Hardys was probably better than that from the previous pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I mean, NXT has a couple of them that are more worthy, but usually for main roster, it's been a down year for all the talent that they have.
Yeah, no high-caliber matches to go, holy crap, this is awesome. And that's a problem. Now, what do you... Do you think that next week, obviously, yes, they're going to do that little bump fist thing finally. They're part of the Shield
again. They are going to fist each other, yes.
Yes, hardcore. They're going to go hard, basically.
Carrie, take notes.
Yes. But do you think this will be them winning the belts? Because I'm kind of afraid it is going to be them winning the belts. And as much as I love Seth, they don't need the belts. Cesaro needs the belts. But isn't this leading up to them winning the belts because they need something for Seth and Dean?
All right. So here's the big thing is there's a major injury within the tag division. Scott Dawson is out 3 to 6 months. So we thought when the Hardys held the belt that they were going to drop it to Revival, but then they dropped it to Cesaro. So then we naturally assumed that Cesaro would drop it to Seth and Dean, and then it'd be the Revival's turn. Now with the Revival out, I don't know where the rush is, because A, you don't go back to Cesaro versus Hardy Boys immediately. Cesaro's kind of out of opponents unless they're going to do Ginger Rhinos, but if you do Seth and Dean, all right, so you elongate this for 3 months because that's what WWE does. So Dean and Seth versus Cesaro for freaking 3 months. And then eventually Dean and Seth versus what? Gallows and Anderson again? They're next in the rotation. And hopefully by the time that rotation's done, Revival's back. But in the meantime, are you going to take away two of your top faces that can be putting over your big guys? Because, you know, there's six freaking guys that need to get the rubs on the heel side that Dean and Seth could be helping. So I say no to the belts. I'm still saying Dean gets the heel turn.
I'm hoping something like that. Even Seth, one of them has to go heel.
Actually,
Seth is not a good face.
I wish they would turn on each other and both somehow go heel and just feud it out. I'd be okay with that.
That would be
okay. Granted, there'd
but
be no faces.
But they are not good.
But
right. Seth is not... Okay, I don't know if Seth's not a good face, but the way they're portraying him, he's not a good
face.
Seth
has had dog shit to work with during his face run, so I don't fully blame him. And
right.
Dean... One thing I really want to emphasize during why this Cesaro match versus Dean was so good, Dean did not do a lot of his doofy, goofy bullshit. He wrestled.
Except for that one... Except for when he did his rope thing.
Right. By and large, though, it wasn't nearly as nauseating as normal. So,
no, at least it made more sense, this one, because he got pushed back into it, and he pushed himself back. At least that would make sense instead of being thrown into it. I'll give you that one.
Also, push Cesaro. For fuck's sakes, if that match wasn't... Cesaro, god damn it, how many more great matches does that man need to have?
He will never... He's going to be one of the greats that never holds the belt at this point.
That's a list.
Wrong time. Yeah. He's just... I don't think he's ever going to hold the belt. He's super talented. Great matches almost all the time. Yet, there's too many guys that are above him already.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So, real quick on the Revival. You don't think that this is going to basically ruin them in people's eyes? Especially like someone like Vince's eyes?
It really comes down to how much Triple H can get in his ear. Plus, with Arn being so high up, Arn is a huge fan of the Revival. So they got two people backing them up that are huge fans, that are really high up, and possibly some other people could. Vince...
But now we've had them... We're going to have them for almost a year now, by the time they get back.
But...
And they've done nothing.
Lest we forget, though, that when Vince finally got the Brainbusters way back in the fucking late 80s, early 90s, Vince was such a proponent of how their style was. He had them main event, Saturday night main event. Not like Hogan or Savage, no. The Brainbusters. So, I'm going to say I'm cautiously optimistic, probably stupidly cautiously optimistic, but...
I know they're one of your favorite teams, so it's kind of tough.
It is so tough right now.
Yeah. It is tough on that. All right. Kent, we're going to segue into this, but I want to know before we go on what your moment of bliss is.
Well, I just had two slices of chicken wing pizza. They were good. This is my third, I think my third week in a row talking about pizza. Really, we're not learning a damn thing since the segments changed, so... That was a really good call on my part. We got to see Miss Bliss not once, but twice last night. Or two nights ago.
Monday night.
So those were both moments of bliss for me and my Pantel region.
Pantel region? Really?
Yeah, do you like that?
Yes. I'm going to use that from now on. Pantel region. It's right here in the Pantel region.
Yes.
All right, so yes, that moment of bliss was brought to you by Chicken Wing Pizza. Chicken Wing Pizza, delicious. All right, so...
When you don't have enough money for both pizza and wings, just do Chicken Wing Pizza.
Just do Chicken Wing Pizza, exactly. It's the best of both worlds. All right, let's talk about the women. We have not talked about the women yet. Okay, well, yeah, booing. All right, good segue into that, booing. Bailey comes out after an injury last week, comes out and starts apologizing for her being injured, and she has to take about, 3 to 6 months off, I think it was. Or it was no timetable. No, there was no timetable. It's just she cannot be at SummerSlam.
Correct.
And then the most shocking thing in the world happened.
The shocker.
Even more shocking.
Oh.
She got booed. Big time. And this is going to bring us into, we'll talk about the crowd during this part two. But, oh my God, I never thought I'd see Bailey get booed. What's going on?
Canadian fans are trying to outdo the fans of New York, Chicago, and Philly with their bullshit. And congratulations, assholes of Canada. You have succeeded in becoming the douchiest crowd in the world. No, nobody finds you funny. Nobody likes you. You are douchebags. You are the John Edwards of the world, okay? I'm hereby nominating you the douchiest crowd in all of pro wrestling. We may sit here and bitch about Bayley's direction, her character, all this stuff. We may even bitch that she hasn't progressed as a wrestler, but if we were there, I would not boo Bayley. I would cheer on because that's the reaction that I want her to get. I want Bailey to be the number one face.
I agree with you. But that brings up the good question. Was this group booing Bailey, or were they booing the direction that creative has been bringing her?
Unless somebody has a sign that says, we're not booing Bailey, we're booing creative. Like, you're just making Bailey feel like shit. Like, you're not doing anything. The only way you can show, bring a sign. Or stop supporting WWE. Like, we hate a lot of the decisions. We still financially support it. We're part of the problem.
That's true. Yeah, well, absolutely.
But we're only doing $10 at a time. Those people in the floor seats and stuff, yeah, that's on you, assholes. Okay? You Canadian assholes.
It's funny because the crowd was pretty bad almost all night. I mean, going back to the match between Cesaro and Dean real quick, the crowd, the first, seriously, 10 minutes of the match was almost silent or not even caring. It was right around, it might not have been 10 minutes, but anyway. And then the commercial break happened. And when we came back, all of a sudden the crowd's into it.
Oh, yeah. For such a smart crowd that's supposed to care so much about technical wrestling because of Big Daddy Bret Hart, they sure as shit didn't show it. They showed their freaking ignorance. They showcased the worst of professional wrestling fans have to offer. I would have taken 2 hours of CM Punk chants versus this.
I don't know about that. That's tough. I hate CM Punk chants.
I love
now.
CM Punk chants.
It's tough. But I don't know. You're right. It was. I felt really bad for Bayley at that point. Because it's not her. She's not doing anything that doesn't deserve it. It's just, she's been booked poorly.
She has been handled beyond poorly. It's almost a year now.
Yeah, and she is is she not one of the easiest things to get over?
Dude, I would have... Honestly, I mean, for a year now, you've heard me say that I would be willing to bet anything that when Bayley got called up, that she was going to be the second John Cena, the female John Cena, the one thing that was merchandising for females. I thought for sure this was one of the easiest things.
Easy. And they haven't done any. They've made it worse. She's easily a role model.
Absolutely.
She can easily do it. I think she needs a little bit more practice on the mic to get up to that level of Cena. But she could easily do those things. And then she just needs to get her in-ring skills a little bit better. But that means, I think, honestly, she just needs better people across the ring from her.
She needs better storylines than, I haven't kissed a guy.
That was, oh my God. All right. And that's just it. That's the part. And that's where I'm thinking, okay, I understand where this crowd went. Like, she's been terrible. Boo. But it's not her. We can't boo her.
Like, why can't she just be like Bret Hart? A classy person who comes out always saying inspirational things unless he's having this feud with Stone Cold. And he goes, gives the kids the sunglasses. Like, he was, like, well-loved. He was well-spoken. Yep. Why can't Bayley just be the second coming of Bret in that regard? I mean...
And as long as she doesn't get screwed over.
Or if she does, have it in the ring.
Right. Yes. Not. Yes, definitely. That's definitely true.
It's just a shame. I don't know. The whole thing bums me out. And the thing was, just last week we said that it shouldn't be Bayley versus Bliss. But we didn't want it to be this way.
No. I didn't want it. Now, that also brought up a question. Is she really injured? Because they're not given a timetable for her return. Is she really injured? Maybe this was all part of their plan. Maybe it was she gets the match, gets injured, so she doesn't have a SummerSlam match for some reason, and she'll be back in a couple weeks.
Well, I would like to think that she comes out to support Sasha at SummerSlam, and then Bliss goes out to, like, attack Bayley, hits her, and then Sasha goes out to check on her, and Bliss wins by count out, and Sasha loses her shit, inevitably. That'd be my guess of how this goes down, which will lead to Bayley versus Sasha. But here's the problem. They should have pulled that trigger a month ago so we could have had Bayley versus Sasha Brooklyn again. Because the fans love those two together in Brooklyn.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what boggles my mind. Bayley and Sasha are a great match. Their chemistry in the ring is fantastic. Sasha's a heel. She's not a friggin' face. Stop treating her like a face. And I don't know. I'm really hoping that this is somehow just like a way for them to get away from the Bayley versus Alexa, and she'll be back pretty quickly, and then they'll just maybe a few turn her heel, something. I don't know. Do something for Bayley. But yeah, if it is a real injury, that sucks. It does.
I assume it's a real injury.
Me too, because otherwise there's no reason. There's no reason not to believe it's not.
It's just a do-over for creative. And then we got two matches, one which was very mediocre, to say the least.
I don't get Dana.
I'm sorry. I want to like her. I don't get her. Do you see any potential?
No, not after that. That match was horrible.
The best thing was Mickey, like, trying to steal that pin cheaply towards the end of the match. That was about the only good thing that happened that whole match.
Yeah. But Mickey didn't do anything, it seemed like.
Why is Mickey on Raw if they're not going to utilize her? Remember how much SmackDown used her? And she was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then Raw doesn't use her at all. And then that just goes... And then Nia, like, here's the other problem. Putting Sasha on one side, putting Nia on the other. Did you not see that it was going to be Sasha and Nia?
Oh.
I know, because Emma...
Yeah, you know, hope against hope against hope that with Emma's continuing storyline with Kurt, that I thought, eh, why not? But...
Now, let's put it this way. I do want to say this. Emma looked great. And not just physically. I mean, in the ring. She was probably the best wrestler in the ring that night.
Uh-huh. And then, though, on the Facebook.com group / Nine Deuce Wrestling, people are questioning me, why Emma? Or really, Emma? And it's like, really? My opinion is more valid than anybody else's if you're not on the Emma train, because Emma has been a stud in the ring for 2.5 years now, I feel. Like... Just because she doesn't get to showcase it doesn't mean she's lost her talent. She is phenomenal. She's one of the three best women's wrestlers they have. And she's hot as hell to boot. What is not to get is my question.
Yeah, I don't know. But that match was actually good. Like, I watched that match completely.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. Because I almost fast-forwarded it. But it's like, eh, Emma's in it. Emma's in it. I'll watch
Plus,
it. And it was good.
Foxy's a good in-ring hand. And Sasha's good.
Foxy's...
She wants to.
Well, I was going to say, Sasha's good. Emma's good. And those two actually have really good chemistry. And Foxy actually did a really good job of being the cleanup person.
Yes.
You know, to take these shots or to get a quick save, whatever. She was really good in that role. The better person didn't win. Emma should have clearly won, but we knew she wasn't going to because Sasha's the fan favorite. But, like... I'm more surprised on the other side. Nia? Nia's the one who injured Bailey. Shouldn't she be getting punished?
Oh, no. She's Samoan, Russ. If you're Samoan, you can break all the rules and body parts, and nobody's going to care because you're related to Dwayne.
Ah, yes. Dwayne, also known as The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, like, honestly, can we get, like, a Mickey versus Emma feud going? I would love to watch some of those matches. That'd be something to watch and enjoy, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's talk about another horrible thing.
Jennifer
that happened
Lawrence
on Raw.
Was acting ability?
No, that didn't happen on Raw. That's just overall. Okay. No. I'm talking, you know, I almost wanted to go to a segue to a video game, Player Unknown Battleground, because you brought Lawrence up, but it's a good game.
Russ, why don't you tell the fans in 30 seconds what it's all about?
Okay, Player Unknown Battleground is a really fun game. It's basically Hunger Games. You get dropped down on a huge island. We're talking huge. And you go scavenge for stuff to try to survive and kill every other person on the island. When you're the last one remaining... Congratulations, you're the winner. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds it. I also found a new game that sounded pretty fun, but I cannot figure out what the name of it is. So, yay. I know it resembles, yes. It's like cartoonish, kind of reminds me of Team Fortress 2. It's like Team Fortress 2 combined with like 7 Days to Live type thing, or 7 Days to Die, I don't
know. Okay, 7 Days to Survive, whatever.
Yeah, so it's like a combination. The only thing is that there's so much grinding, and it's got a lot of payments, you know, micro
grinding, you're saying.
Transactions.
Is it? Oh, I hate
so I'm like, nope. As cool as it looks, I'm out. I'm not going to do it.
And that's the other problem. Player Unknown Battleground just started these microtransactions. That kind of scares me.
Is it pay to win yet, or is it just for cosmetic?
No, it's not pay to win. It's just for cosmetic stuff.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it was, if they go into pay to win, forget it. I'm done.
All right.
So, I don't do that microtransaction stuff. Listen, you new generation people, stop letting them do this to us. Give us a complete friggin' game.
Right.
I'm willing to pay $25 if you were going to make us pay $20, but make us have a million little microtransactions. I'm willing to pay an extra $5 to get a complete game.
I'm willing to pay money sometimes for cosmetic reasons. I'm fine with that. It's the stuff that you really could use to win, that's where it needs to stop. It just needs to stop. Like, if I play Rocket League and I want a new car skin, that's on me to make me look super right. cute. Because, I
mean, right. That's how you roll.
That is how I roll in Rocket League. Also, one last video game note. While playing yes. Elder Scrolls Online as Count Thugula, I got a guild invite from the E-Thugs. You think about how awesome that is.
That's pretty awesome. The E-Thugs want Count Thugula?
Yes, they do.
On their team.
All right. That was fun.
All right. Let's go back to crappy wrestling. And let's talk about End Zone Cast. And Kurt Angle's fantastic idea for a shark cage. Again. Is this the third one this year?
Yes.
Or within a year?
Yes, it is, because NXT had Paul Ellering above it for Authors of Pain versus... Was it... It was the two guys that split up. DIY. And then...
Yes, DIY, I was going to say.
Who was it on the main roster when they did the stupid tank thing? Or shark cage?
Wasn't it Jericho and KO and AJ? No, it wasn't AJ. It was a...
Was it Woman? Or Seth?
Someone. Dean, maybe? Who
knows? Yeah.
Who knows? Who cares? It was a terrible match.
Absolutely.
And then now they're going to have Enzo in a cage. My favorite part of this whole thing, this whole debacle, was I was watching it, right? And I saw how Cass went to Kurt. And then Kurt just got this great looking, like, oh my, I've got the greatest idea ever. And he looked so excited. I'm like, oh my God, what's he going to tell us? Let's put Enzo in a cage and suspend him in a shark cage. I'm like, that has got to be the worst fucking idea you've ever come up with, Kurt Angle. This is fucking terrible. I hate you.
I have a realistic, hard-hitting question that I'd like your take on.
All right.
Rumors have been swirling for the past few weeks, and some of them have not been rumors. They've been legit truth. Enzo getting kicked out of the locker room by Roman.
Yes.
Basically, long story short, there appears to be a lot of heat on Enzo, and rumor has it that they are trying to figure out how to keep Enzo away from Vince, and blah, 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 blah. But then they go and they showcase him every week still on Raw, and I'm sitting there thinking, is this truth, or is this fact or fiction? Where do you lie on this, Russ? Because
well, okay, I'm pretty sure that the locker room stuff is definitely fact.
I believe that, yes.
And it's not the only one he's happened to, either, because The Miz got kicked out once or twice.
There's been numerous guys. The Miz is the only one that ever made it back into the locker room.
Really?
Yeah. You did not watch Bring It to the Table after I suggested it. Watch it.
Not yet, no. All right. Which one is it?
Huh?
Which one is it?
It's the most recent one.
It's the most recent one? Okay, like I don't know if they had one this week. Oh, okay. I thought it was this week. I thought it was weekly. All right, I'll watch the most recent one. But yeah, like, I'm surprised that Miz is the only one who ever made it back in. I mean, The Miz now, like, could they kick out The Miz now? There's no way now. It's impossible.
Miz is such a huge company guy. I would say he's second behind Cena as far as company guys go.
Yeah. But Enzo, I don't know, like, the Enzo stuff, I believe, is true. What I don't believe is true is I don't think Vince hates him.
If Vince hated him, I think this storyline would have died a lot, like, as soon as Vince hated him. Like, once again, to go back to last week when we talked about how Al Snow said that if you're on TV, WWE is investing in your character. And they're investing, you know, 50 to 100 grand a minute. Well, Enzo's getting, you know, 8, 10 minutes a week. So,
yeah. So he's being invested in. But is that because of the cast stuff? But again, they could have just squashed
Enzo immediately. And I don't believe it's merchandising. I mean, we don't see nearly as much Enzo stuff as we used to, so I don't think it's a merchandise thing. And it's not like it's not like Enzo's joining the Kiss My Ass Club where they're embarrassing him. He's still doing Enzo stuff.
Right.
So there's no humiliation factor.
Right, and here's the other part. This is the worst part, by the way. Enzo is so good on the mic. And they could do so much with him. And yet they relegate him to this garbage.
Would you move him to SmackDown when they do the next shakeup?
Yes. He needs to get away from Cass.
I agree.
And I kind of want to say put Cass on SmackDown, but Cass, let's just go right into this. Cass has done nothing.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how wowed are you by Cass's singles in-ring ability?
I'm not even 1. I can't even say I can get up to the scale that you need. That's how unimpressed I am.
Yeah, this is going down really, really, really badly. Like,
to keep things that we have, to keep beating a dead horse, Kent.
That's what we do,
Paige. I feel like Paige, after knowing that the sex video was released and everybody saw it.
When I finish watching a big Cass match, I feel like Paige after she's yelled at Del Rio and got 5 across the face. I feel wounded and humiliated, and I cry a little bit on the inside.
Now,
this is my house.
Yeah. Let me remind us next week, Kent has to be ultra positive, and that's great because we're going into SummerSlam.
Carrie.
And it's a 6-hour show.
Carrie, I can't. This is the flaw. I didn't know that Carrie was going to go on vacation at the same time that my payday was going to have to come up. So I feel that it was intentional in some cruel way. And I can't wait to be positive next week. Yay!
It should be great because here's the other thing. It's a 6-hour show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to forego all of that show to watch Game of Thrones, or are you going to start watching it, cut it off, go to Game of Thrones?
I'll start watching it, I'll cut it off at, like, if a match ends around the 40 to 50 minute mark, I'll shut it down then, watch Game of Thrones, and then come back.
Yes. Now, here's the other question. If wrestling, for somehow, there's a match, it's amazing. I don't care who it is. We'll say it's AJ and KO and Shane. If the match is amazing, it's going into the 9:00. What are you doing?
I'm switching to Game of Thrones. It's been so fucking good this season.
Oh my god. This week's episode, so good. We'll get to our Game of Thrones minute later. Alright?
Oh.
But wow, this week was so good.
I mean, really, what could they provide? If you're looking at the card right now, the only match that has workers good enough is AJ and KO, and we've seen it enough times where even if they put on a good match, is it going to be a match that keeps you glued to not switch to Game of Thrones?
I know. Well, as the only other one I could think of would be the Fatal 4-Way.
Which would be a main event.
Not that all those guys are great workers, but that's going to be at the end, so that's not till after 10.
Cena versus Baron has my interest, but once again, I don't mind watching that in delay.
Yeah, that could be delayed. Yeah, that's not a big deal. I feel like I could get away with wrestling a whole day, even 2, on a pay-per-view, and not worry about spoilers. I can just avoid it, because I'm not going to see it too much on Facebook.
Yeah.
But on Game of Thrones, if I don't watch it, I've almost gotten to a point now I watch it as soon as it comes out, because I don't want it ruined.
Right. You can't. So. Like, I mean, I've gotten to the point where I've unfollowed any friend that does try to spoil anything. Like, I have no problem. Like, I posted something this week after the show where, like, hey, if Daenerys really wants...
It wasn't a spoiler, though.
Huh?
Right, it wasn't a spoiler,
right, there was nothing spoilerish about it. So, as long as, like, you could comment and say it was great or something like that, but if you're a dickhead that spoils stuff... Oh, wait, I can't say kill yourself.
Right, that's against legal.
All right, your nutsack.
We'll come back to our game...
Really hard.
Yes. We'll come back to our segue on that. Let's talk real quick. Let's talk about Brain Finn. I don't know why I jumped right into the question. Let's talk about Brain Finn real quick, because I think that's the only other major thing we have to hit on Raw, and then we'll talk about SmackDown afterwards.
Fair enough.
Oh, no, there was one other thing, but that's our Kentertain segment. Brain Finn, really quickly, is this working the way they're going about it for you?
I want to be excited, but I'm not. I do like, though, that they're planting the seeds for the match and how it's going to be with... Like, we know going ahead and already that Finn had the speed advantage. But I think they're going to really amplify that aspect of how Finn can get the upper hand and get all sorts of reversals and stuff until Bray does something so cunning and then dominates, you know, a good chunk of the match, and then they have their final finish off. And we're going to get the Demon... And
you think so? I'm hoping we don't get the demon. I'm
it's
hoping.
SummerSlam.
I know, but
it's fucking SummerSlam.
They screwed it up. They screwed this up. They should have started this right after WrestleMania and then had SummerSlam be the culmination instead of starting it at SummerSlam. They screwed up.
If you don't do it now, then you have to wait till like Hell in the Cell
Survivor Series. No, Hell in the Cell is SmackDown.
Is it? I thought SmackDown was TLC. Yep. Raw has Hell in a Cell, don't they?
I think they switched it.
Oh, god damn it.
I think SmackDown is this year's Hell in a Cell. I think. I could be wrong, but I swear I saw someone said this year SmackDown has Hell in a Cell.
I'm not doubting you in the least bit. I mean, actually, it's kind of cool if they would rotate that way where...
That's all right. That's actually smart. Rotate the pay-per-view so each one gets it every other year.
I agree.
What do you think about it?
The match.
The Brain Finn? Yeah. Match? I'm like you. I want to be excited about it. I think this is a good pairing. But I hate the storyline leading up to it. It's boring. It's the same storyline they use all the time when they want someone who's kind of weird going up against Bray. I'm weird. No. I'm just as weird. No. I'm weirder. I hate it.
And
stop.
I can walk like a crab.
Yes. I love how people make that like that's some kind of like... freaky deaky thing, and like, oh my god, and I'm just like, really? Who cares? Why?
Like, come on,
really?
Crab soccer
we're
back in elementary school, man. That shit was fun.
Exactly. But I'll also say this: I can't see the match being bad.
I could see them cutting it short, though.
Cut it short. Yes, I could definitely be cut short. But I hate the storyline. There is not a great gripping storyline that I'm into. That's the biggest problem I'm having right now with Raw. There's no gripping storylines. Yes, they're doing stories, but they're not gripping. It's like nothing like, holy crap, I want to see how this ends. Like, because, like, Bray and Finn, perfect example. It's the same old played out storyline we've seen a million times. Dean and Seth, same thing. We keep on... They're giving us a story that we actually want. We want continuity. They're giving us continuity, and it's pure garbage. So, I don't know.
All right, I got two questions, and they're two in the same. All right. Russ, when was the last time you was genuinely interested in something that Bray Wyatt was doing? And go.
Right before WrestleMania, when Luke Harper and him and Randy were running roughshod on SmackDown.
So, February.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. When was the last time you were legitimately interested in something that Finn Balor was doing?
NXT.
Yeah. Russ, when was the last time you were legitimately interested in something Seth Rollins was doing?
Before Samoa Joe injured him.
So shortly after...
Right after Royal Rumble? Right after Royal Rumble.
Okay. And when was the last time you were genuinely interested in something that Dean Ambrose was doing?
Oh, God. Before his interactions with... No, I'll say The Miz. When he was right in the beginning of The Miz. Not Miz Dean 1,000,005.
I'll go back a little farther. When they first introduced James Ellsworth, I really enjoyed the shit out of that stuff with him and AJ and James. So that was the last time
that was pretty good.
I probably cared. Like, we could play this game, and it would date back months for pretty much everybody, and that's the sad truth of it all.
But here's the other thing, though, that reverses it. The storylines have been garbage, but the matches, like Braun and Roman, their story in their matches has been phenomenal. Every time they join together, not story-wise, but the story inside the match...
Well, I agree.
Or even after the match.
All right. Here's a theory, and some people really vehemently disagree, but I'm pretty sure modern-day wrestling is proving me right. Everybody says, oh, well, shitty matches. I want to watch for good matches. No, the reality is you want entertaining storylines and good to great matches versus great matches and good stories. Like, stories are what keeps you interested.
Stories. Yeah. And they give you investment, too. Like, okay, this is why I'm cheering this guy.
It gives you something to look
forward to. Not because you're telling... Right, and it's not because you're telling me they're a face. I want to legitimately I feel for that guy, or vice versa. I hate this guy, even though you're telling me to be a face. I hate this douchebag. I'm gonna boo him. Go for the other guy.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They don't have any of that. It doesn't feel like it anyway.
Right. It just feels tired. Are we due for our segment?
Not entertained. Nope. No. Yes. Not entertained. Yeah. All right. So let's move on to our next segment because we are taking way too long on these. We always do this. We're gonna talk about our next segment. Were you not entertained? So this segment is the Brock and Miz segment. The Miz had the Miz TV in the beginning of Raw. Brock came out as his guest after some other guest was supposed to come out and something happened. I don't remember.
Was this supposed to be Jason Jordan?
Yes, but Jason Jordan had to get ready for his match. So, yeah. So Brock came out instead. As a way for Kurt Angle to one-up the Miz, I guess. I'm not sure.
And weird. Tell us more. What was said during this segment?
Well, the Miz was fantastically brutal to Paul and to Brock on their, specifically, how they don't... They're part-timers, and... They're threatening to walk away with their ball, and nobody cares. That's basically the gist of it, of what the Miz said. And it was brutal because it was right. It was spot on. And he destroyed Brock. But then Brock got the physical upper hand, which...
Right.
Obviously.
I'm going to say, since I watched it thoroughly twice now, and yes. really know my stuff about this segment... I will say that
Absolutely.
I was thoroughly entertained, mainly because of the truth-telling, but also because it was refreshing to see Brock tossing around somebody from Minnesota. You know, ties it together because Brock got a lot of training from Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, and now he's tossing Kurt's son around, and a lot of people don't realize that Kurt had a huge influence on Brock.
Brock.
By Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect, not Kurt Angle, people.
Right, right. Not his son.
So, I guess that's what I really mostly enjoyed was just that tie-in. And Paul Heyman looks like he's gained a lot of weight.
Yes.
Wait,
yes,
who's gained more weight, Paul Heyman or Bray Wyatt? Because Bray's getting chunky.
I would say Paul Heyman. Bray's getting chunky. Who out of the three of them? Bray, Connor,
oh, no.
and Connor. Paul.
You know, it's funny, though. KO's looking svelte lately, I've noticed.
I have to look. I don't remember. I thought KO's got a little fat, but maybe he's not. Maybe he's gotten a little down there.
Down where? Down here.
Down there.
DX.
Yes. Now, I would say that I was entertained by it, except for the one minor thing where they... I think it was Kurt. I don't know. I don't think he had, I think he had Kurt Hennig. As his opponent for Jason. Kurt got injured by Brock, so we had to put on a jobber for Jordan.
God, that was so
and
bad.
That was the worst mistake they could have made because the dumb Canadian fans cheered on the jobber.
What was that? I mean, it's funny that every month we have to ask, when was the last time they botched something so bad? But once again, I'm going to ask, really, how badly have they botched this whole Jason Jordan thing? Like, couldn't they have just given us Kurt Hawkins versus him and saved it, like, saved face a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. They could have done anything. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Jason is sloppy in the ring. That first suplex was terrible, and I don't blame the jobber.
Chad was the key to that team's success in every facet. Jordan just looked the part. He was muscular, looked in great shape, but Chad is the one that really was the linchpin. And as we've seen, only one match with Chad since. But we saw, you know, even against KO like a month ago. Chad can go.
Yeah, I do love the fact that Chad Gable had a fantastic match against Rusev last week, and then we don't see him on this week's SmackDown at all.
Hey, but Enzo's
way to
getting
go,
buried,
WWE.
Okay? Enzo's the one getting buried, yes. Not Chad.
All right. We've done it. Let's go on to our special segment here. We're going to go into an interview with Superfan Thomas. So now, folks, really quickly, at this point, if you don't want to listen to the interview because he's a 10-year-old child, it's up to you. I think you should. It's fun. I think we had a good time.
I had a lot of great laughs during it myself. So
yes. So we definitely encourage you to listen to it. But if you don't, it's about a half an hour long. So if you skip ahead about a half an hour, you'll get back to us talking about what we care about wrestling.
Quite frankly, we're just happy that you're listening.
Yes. So if you want to jump about a half an hour from now, we'll be back talking about wrestling. Almost. It'll be right about the end of Thomas's interview. All right. Other than that, we will catch you after the interview, guys. We'll talk about SmackDown. All right, welcome to a special interview section that we've never done this type of thing before, and us being professionals, this is going to come out great. What do you think, Kent?
I've been excited about this for weeks now. We don't ever have any special people on here as far as guests go, except for
especially 10-year-olds.
Right, we have a 10-year-old.
We have a 10-year-old, that's right.
Who apparently has like listened to some of our stuff, which is concerning a little bit, but Thomas seems to be fond of what we do. Thomas, how long have you been listening to us or reading whatever? I don't know.
Actually, I've just been watching wrestling.
But not
for the past weeks, I've just been watching wrestling to prepare.
Good.
Because I'm smart like that. Plus, I enjoy the content. I'm seeing how far I can push the recording level.
All right.
Fantastic.
Because I can see that it's able to get up into yellow and orange.
Well, we want to keep it a nice green if at all possible.
Yeah, only when you're talking, if it goes into the yellow and red a little bit, it's okay. All right. So let's get this. This is going to be a special interview we're going to have with Thomas. Okay. Thomas is a fan of ours and he likes wrestling. So we figured the only person who listens to this is Thomas. So he could have a special moment on the show.
Yeah. we're going to get to know Thomas
a little bit important.
First. Yes.
Yay. I'm important.
So, Thomas, last week, you were talking to me and Russ before we started, and you got talking about video games a little bit. Could you tell us some of your favorite video games? Because me and Russ both like them a lot.
Yes.
It's hard to decide because I have so many for the Wii and PS3. But if I had to decide so far, I'm going to go with one of my new ones, which is Assassin's Creed. I don't know why, like, I know that the graphics are kind of bad, but in my opinion, the graphics are only bad when you're awake.
Oh.
So I would say either Assassin's Creed or Batman Arkham Asylum.
Ooh, I love that game.
Batman Arkham Asylum was really good. Now, I never played Assassin's Creed, mainly because I have to start picking and choosing my battles. As you get older, that's what happens. You start picking and choosing what games you can play. So, I've never played Assassin's Creed, but I heard it's a really good game. Now, which Assassin's Creed do you like the most? Are you talking about the original?
Yeah, like, I only have the first one because I lately got it with my birthday money.
Mm-hmm.
Because my grandma knows to give me 50s and 100s.
You got her trained with
blingin',
her.
Blingin' over there.
Kidding. Kidding. She does not know to give me 50s and 100s. Now, when my sister was little, she would say, 10s and 20s, Grandma, 10s and 20s. And my grandma would empty out her wallet for Amelia. So, and then this year, my mom realized that she should have been teaching Amelia 50s and 100s.
Exactly. Well,
yes, that's true.
You live and learn.
It's all about the Benjamins, Thomas.
It is. Now,
the Benjamins.
That's right.
For the Benjamins.
Those are the big ones. Now, okay, so you like Assassin's Creed. You like Batman Arkham Asylum. Now, I think we've all played Batman Arkham Asylum. What part do you like the best in Batman Arkham Asylum? Do you like the stealth mode area, or do you like just beating up the bad guys and the combos?
I'm not that far in. I've only started to track down Dr. Young.
Okay.
So I think that my favorite part is before you are able to see Dr. Young's handprints and you have to fight off all of the Joker goons in, like, that library area, because there's a certain way that I did it where you have to get him, like, up onto the staircase underneath a gargoyle, and then hang there and wait, and then do an inverted takedown on all of them.
That's the stealth mode area. Yep.
That's how I beat him.
That's
well, I
go ahead.
Personally, I like the two combined because I felt like the stealth mode, while fighting, kind of gave me that like detective kind of feel.
Sure. My now,
which again is a mode in the game.
So. Right. Now, okay. My personal favorite, even though I like the combos and the beatdown stuff, I do like the stealth mode, I think, better. Only because the cool takedowns. I think that's why it's my favorite.
Keep in mind, the stealth takedowns are involving fighting. So technically, you like both equally.
Well,
yeah.
No, I do like the fighting part, but when you do a stealth takedown, you start scaring the guys. It's not really fighting. You take them down in different ways, and it scares the other guys. It's a little bit different than fighting.
You all know what I favor? What one of my favorite things to do in that one part is?
What's that?
Since there's so many guys, I like to activate. I like to track my batarang and just watch. It hit them in the back of the leg while they're on, like, the stairs and watch them roll down the stairs.
That is fun.
I don't know why. I just always found it so entertaining to watch them, roll down the stairs. Like,
It's a good time. I like just hanging out on top of a gargoyle, just watching, being by myself.
So it's normal. Like normal life. That's like normal life, right.
real life lessons from Batman Arkham Asylum.
I love sitting on the old gargoyle watching things go by. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
Yes, but keep in mind, you also have to complete the mission so that then you can free play.
Mission. That's in video games. In real life, it's just fun sitting there and on the gargoyle. Now,
this is true.
All right. Now, we are a wrestling podcast. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. Before we start wrestling, though, because who cares about wrestling? I want to know... Young kids today, what cartoons are they watching? Because, you know, when we were kids, we had classics.
You mean like...
What are you watching?
Do you mean by classics like Tom and Jerry?
No, because even when we were kids, that was a classic. Tom and Jerry was a classic even when we were kids. So, I'm talking about DuckTales. Scooby-Doo.
They're bringing back DuckTales,
yes,
actually.
Yes, I've heard that. I have heard that.
Yeah, they're bringing it back on Disney XD.
Yeah. So I want to know what cartoon shows that you like that today's kids like.
I mean, I don't know if my friends like it, but I'm kind of a Teen Titans Go kind of kid. One of the new Cartoon Network shows.
Great show.
Definitely not from when you guys were kids.
Definitely not when we were kids, but I think that's a good show. If nothing is on, I can have that on at least.
I love Pain Bot, man.
Yes,
Pain Bot's
funny. My favorite.
Personally, I personally like the one episode where Pain Bot and Cyborg make friends. That's one of my favorite episodes, only because of the Pain, meh, 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 meh. That song, the Pain Bot song. I don't know why. I just always liked that song.
I don't remember what it's. I think it's Beast Boy and Cyborg. Fighting over what food was better. I want to say it was like hamburgers or...
Hamburgers versus...
Buns, ketchup, pickle, cheese, put the body in between. That episode?
Yes, that episode. But what was the other food?
I want to say...
Burritos. And hamburgers.
Burritos or hamburgers, yes. Burritos, that was the other one. I like that episode. I thought that was funny. So see, even adults still watch stupid shit.
Well, I mean, there's also this other episode where Starfire and Beast Boy and Cyborg are a comedy trio.
Okay.
Yep.
And
I've seen that.
They call Robin an uncle.
The uncle jokes. There's so many uncle jokes. It's pretty funny, actually.
Mm. So that's a good show. Any other cartoons?
I mean, Gravity Falls is pretty good on Disney Channel.
Okay. Now, what's Gravity Falls about? What do you know?
It's about two kids who parents have, like, gone, like, on vacation, so they have to stay with their uncle. But he runs, like, the store where they live.
Okay.
Called the Mystery Shack.
Okay.
So they're always solving mysteries in their town. Because their town is filled with random stuff that happens, including ghosts.
Sounds like Scooby-Doo goblins, a little bit.
Dead fake founders.
Sounds like a little bit of Scooby-Doo.
Stuff like that.
Doesn't
it? Stuff like that.
All right.
And then, guess what?
What?
Me and my mom, while Scooby-Doo was like still around when I was a kid, we bought a Scooby-Doo thing. And actually, I'm pretty sure that I can go get it quick. I'll be right back. Because I'm pretty sure that it's like right out here somewhere. So I'm going to go see if it's out here. And I'll see if I can get it.
All right.
Because I know that I have it.
While you're doing that, Kat and I will talk real quick. So.
I'm loving this.
So.
I'm. What is he going to bring, do you think?
Something that's about Scooby-Doo. Okay, so it's got to be something with Scooby-Doo. I don't know. I'm hoping it's some kind of.
I'm hoping stuffed animal.
Stuffed
maybe?
Animal? Yeah, it's like a plushy toy or something like that. We're going to find out, and that's the exciting part.
Yes. This is how we do it.
My Scooby-Doo movies.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay, it's the DVDs. Okay.
Like, I have actual, like, episodes that are on, like, two DVDs.
Okay.
But this is the one that I have that's a movie.
Now, my son actually has that exact same one. He loves it.
Which one is it?
It's Scooby-Doo and the Legend of the Vampires.
Okay, and there's is there Vampires like the Rock Band or something like that? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the one that you're thinking of. And there's only one reason that this is one of my favorite Scooby-Doo movies of all time.
Why?
Because when I was little, I would bring this to spend the night at my grandma's house. Because my Aunt Carly used to live there, so I would spend the night with her in her room. And we would always get up and get midnight snacks. And watch this. And they had this one special feature where you, like, get to create your own monster. And I've always loved that one special feature.
Cool.
That and sounds actually, pretty cool, actually.
I didn't even know I had that. Zach and I never even noticed that.
Russ, get on top of that.
I will.
Come on.
I'll have to maybe
yeah,
see, make my own monster.
Yeah, it's Monster Factory Challenge. Scare Scooby-Doo and Shaggy with your real, with your monster creation, then reveal the hidden bloopers.
All right. I guess I'll have to do that to see hidden bloopers.
Third on the back in the special features.
Fantastic.
All right.
Take a look at it. You'll see it.
All right. I think we should get into wrestling.
Yeah, let's get back. Okay, but there's this one thing that I brought up before we get to wrestling.
Okay, go ahead.
When we tried to do the podcast last week, there's one thing that I brought up before we started and before you got there.
Which was what?
Everybody sings that they make good lightsaber sounds, but they don't. That's something that I brought up last week.
Okay, what do you mean by lightsaber sounds?
Like, like that.
Yep.
Like fighting sounds.
Those definitely sound like...
Everybody thinks that they make good lightsaber sounds, but they don't. Unless you're me, because I make flawless.
So nobody else can do that as good as you, is what you're saying.
He is flawless, Russ.
It's
deal with it.
I don't know why. It's just something that I heard on YouTube, which I believe is actually mildly true. Because think about it. How many times have you believed that you make good lightsaber sounds?
At least 30 a day.
I make fantastic lightsaber sounds.
Okay, prove it.
All right.
Not bad. Actually, pretty good.
Yeah, see? I can make a good sound for me.
Not awesome,
well,
but not bad.
All right, now.
Now
Kent,
we get
no,
to
now we got to hear Kent's. And then we got to hear yours, okay? Now this challenge is been
already,
put out. Oh, no. The
I
challenge.
I already did mine.
Thomas?
I already did mine when I was.
I understand that, but you've got to do it again. But before you do yours, Kent's got to give us his. So, Kent, give us your lightsaber sound, sir.
Seriously.
Whoosh. That was it.
That's what he, you know what? I've seen him do that once in a while when he's thinking of Star Wars, so. All right, Thomas, let's hear yours. We got to have full disclosure here. Go ahead.
One second.
All right, take your time. That's fine. I get it.
Actually, I have a water bottle right here.
All right, clear that throat. That's fine.
Is There is no pressure here.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not after my stellar performance.
Well, I mean, other than trying to get my water bottle open.
Yes, that's always the trouble. Now, I'm not going to say that mine was awesome, but mine was
awesome.
Because
it really, it was pretty good.
It was good. Now let's hear yours. Let's see what you got.
Now, which version do you want?
Whatever.
Fighting? Just out there? Or getting open?
Why don't you do open?
All three?
All three. Yes, let's do it. All three.
Like, so do you mean like open?
Okay, open.
Like getting open.
Getting open. Starting.
Getting open?
Yep. Go ahead. Okay.
And then open is... And then fighting is... I really didn't practice for this conversation.
All right. I have to say, that is pretty good.
Well, I mean, the first two were pretty good. The last one...
Last one could have used a little work, yes, but the first two were really good.
Yes.
And keep in mind, I didn't prepare for this conversation. I was preparing for WWE.
Well, don't worry. We're getting to that right now.
But yes, sir.
See, that's what you got to worry about with our podcast. We go all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk some wrestling.
One second.
All right.
Avast is trying to get me to upgrade, so there we go.
All right. Are you good?
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
I just had to get Avast out of my way.
All right, Thomas. So let's talk wrestling. I want to know who's your favorite wrestler.
Well, you see, I don't know that many.
Okay.
And the only reason that I know Big Show's and John Cena's opening is because those are the only two that I'll play as when I'm playing WWE 2K16.
Okay.
So those are the only two I, like, know.
Okay, but are they your favorite wrestlers then? So would you say John Cena or Big Show are your favorite wrestlers?
Well, I mean, after seeing on YouTube what The Rock used to do on old wrestling.
Okay.
It would either be The Rock, John Cena, or Big Show.
Okay. I like all three of those
guys.
I haven't decided. Okay, that's fine.
I haven't decided yet.
Well, that's the nice thing about wrestling. You don't have to have just one. You can have a bunch of guys you like. So, okay.
Then if we want to be honest, then I like the kinds of wrestlers that like can jump off of the thing and do like cool flips.
So you're talking about the high flyers.
Yeah, okay. High flyers.
High flyers are always
good.
You wanna
know why?
Because they're fun?
Because the first time that I saw one was this one dude who wore, like, striped pants that were, like, rainbow-colored and had, like, this cool little mustache. He was pretty cool. And me and my dad likes it. Him.
Yeah? Is your dad a wrestling fan?
Well, we didn't really know that we had wrestling on our TV until, like, my friend Owen started to get me into it. So, I would say kinda.
Okay. Now, go ahead, Kent. You look like you have a question. Well, Kent does sound like he has a question. But I can't hear a word he's saying.
Kent, what are you saying?
He doesn't know either. All right. So, while Kent's trying to figure out what his problem is, I'll ask Thomas.
Don't you hate when that happens, like you're about to ask a question, and then it, like, totally blanks out of your mind?
Oh, absolutely. That is always...
And then it, like, takes, like, 5 days to remember it?
Well, I hope it doesn't take 5 days. I'm hoping, like, within a couple hours, maybe you'll remember what you're talking about. All right.
Maybe, like, half an hour.
All right, Thomas, I have one more question for you now while we're waiting for Kent to think about what he was going to say. Have you watched Raw at all in the last couple of weeks?
Yes, just the other day I was watching SmackDown Live.
Okay.
And the other day I was watching Raw.
Okay.
So I would say yeah.
All right. So,
like, last week I was watching Raw and SmackDown Live.
Okay. What were some of your favorite segments from this past week? Did you watch this past week, Monday and Tuesday?
Not this past week.
Okay, the week before?
But last week I watched it.
Okay.
Like, last week.
Okay. What was your favorite part from 2 weeks ago, then? Do you remember?
Well, you see, I have, like, I've fallen quite a lot, plus I had to deal twice with bullies back when I was in Rainbow, and then just 2 years ago, back in second grade. So I've kind of gotten beat up quite a lot to the temple. So it might just take me a minute.
That's all right. If you can think about it, it's no big deal.
It happens to the best of us, right?
It does. Yeah. It does. Forgetting things.
Is this why you forgot what you were going to say, Kent?
Well, what happened was that my mic decided, hey, I don't like you, Kent. I don't want to keep recording, Kent. I'm going to shut down in the middle of a podcast, Kent. Yeah. So that's what happened. As for my question, much like my hair, it's gone. It's gone. I don't remember it.
It's bit the dust.
It has. So, Thomas, are you a fan of Enzo Amore, by any chance?
Well, I mean, I did see him, like, not fight 2 weeks ago.
But he talked.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
He talked 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
From what I can remember, so.
And then Big Show was also involved in that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, because they fought, and, something happened. I can't remember what.
Well,
but,
Big Cass cheated, basically.
Yeah.
And he beat Big Show, but it was unfair.
Well, I mean, how did he cheat, though? By using his own legs on strength?
Oh, wrestling has tons of cheating. That's half of what wrestling is cheating.
You see, my dad says that's fake wrestling.
Well, all wrestling is fake. I mean, let's not mince words here.
Saying,
wrestling
so you would
is
be
fake.
Saying that the true noble sport, and my dad calls it a wrestling, and
it
by
is noble.
Teen Titans Go.
Well, Jamie
kind of
Noble. It's definitely Jamie Noble.
That Cyborg tries to teach is fake.
Well, wrestling, all of wrestling that we watch and we talk about is completely and utterly fake. And we don't mince it. We don't pretend it's not. We know it's fake.
Okay.
I have a question, though.
What?
Thomas, are you familiar with Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman? And if so, which guy do you like better?
Roman Reigns, because I've never seen Braun Strowman.
Oh, my goodness. When you get a chance, you need to watch this week's. There's a match between Braun Strowman and Roman. Good match. I think you'd like it. There's a chair that gets thrown at Roman.
Hey, don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it. I'm just telling you what happens. It's exciting.
Technically, no, you are spoiling it by telling me what happened.
Well, no, all I told you is he threw it. I never told you what happened.
Still, you said...
I'm enticing you, Thomas. I'm enticing you to watch it. You should watch it. It's a great match.
Fine.
All right.
Okay. A couple months ago, like last year, my friend Owen tried to get me into wrestling. Before this year, where I was interested in wrestling, he tried to get me into wrestling.
Uh-huh.
So, the next day, I was on my iPod, like, looking up wrestling, Big Show versus John Cena, because those are the only two I know. So, I was looking those two up, and I saw this one video of, like, semi-old wrestling.
You know what we should do?
Where Big Show threw John Cena into one of the opening lights?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. You know what we should do, Kat? Okay. We should give Thomas at least one or two matches he needs to watch. That we think are essential.
You gave me one.
What?
You gave me one. So now it's Kent's turn.
All right, Kent.
Kent's turn to
All right. Do you have access to the WWE Network, Thomas?
With my luck, probably not.
All right.
Like,
well,
with my family's luck, we probably will have zero luck on getting to it.
That's all right.
Well, that's all right. I think we could probably get you a link on YouTube, but you should look up Undertaker versus Mankind Hell in a Cell. That is a crazy match full of action and lots of big moves. I think it's something that... I mean, it helped me and Russ really become bigger wrestling
okay,
fans.
One
this
second,
was it was probably my, the it was probably
second,
the thing that
second.
Made me.
I'm going to have
fan.
My mom grab a piece of paper and a pencil and write down the two names that you just mentioned, Kent.
All right.
Okay, now what was the first name?
Undertaker.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
And Mankind.
It's a really good match.
Russ, why don't you take notes like this?
Because why would I bother? I'm a professional.
Yeah, me too.
I see you taking notes all the time.
Hey, I have a Word file opened right now.
I do too, okay. But not for any notes.
Okay, now what was the second name?
Mankind.
And the
I know that had man in the first part. I just couldn't remember what the end was.
And it's Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, it's called Hell in a Cell.
Okay, 1 second, because something just switched me off of it. Audacity. So that's not good.
Audacity.
All right,
I'm
back to Audacity.
Okay.
It was just in the background. It's in the background. Gotcha. All right, well, Ken, I have some games for you. We only have a few more minutes left, so we want to make sure we get this. We want to make sure that we get this part in. So I don't know how good this is going to be because he doesn't know all of the wrestlers, but we will try.
It's worth a shot.
It is.
Yeah. If nothing else, it'll be fun and something that we can try.
Entertaining.
Again.
Right. And then
entertaining.
Entertaining, even.
It will be quality entertainment.
Quality entertainment. See, I like where this kid's going. Quality entertainment. All right. So
I said entertainment.
We know, but
we
need to go with entertainment. We got to push our brand here, Thomas. Come on. We got to push our brand.
Entertainment.
There we go. So,
quality
all right.
Entertainment.
What we're going to do is we're going to say a word that's associated
with a wrestler.
And you got to tell us if you know who that wrestler is by using those words. All right? So, for example.
Only for example, not actual thing.
Right? If we said current WWE champion.
Now, it would depend on women's or...
Men. Men's. Well, we would say women. So, current WWE champion. You would tell us... Do you know who it is?
Alexa Bliss.
Well, she's the girl.
I love where this kid's going on.
I know. He went right to Alexa Bliss. That's an automatic win for you. But it's a guy.
John Cena, because he is the 12-time running champion.
16 time.
You see, it's been a while since I saw it like last week or something. So, and I have like really bad memory, so.
It's cool. All right, do you know who the current male champion is on Raw?
Oh my god. Kevin Owens.
Nope.
That would be SmackDown.
Yep.
The Monday Night Show.
I knew that Kevin Owens was one of the two.
He was at one point a champion on Raw, but then he got moved over to SmackDown recently.
I could have sworn that he was always Raw.
He was for a while, but then they switched him over to SmackDown.
Yeah, like three months ago, so
yeah.
Not a big deal. All right, Russ, what would be your second clue or whatever?
Well...
And use your hands.
Okay.
Use your hands.
How about if I said The Beast?
Oh my god, all I can think of when you say The Beast is The Lone Wolf, but I can't remember the name.
Well, that's Baron
Corbin. I love this kid.
I know, he's got Alexa Bliss and Baron Corbin. He just laid two of your favorite wrestlers. Nope, The Beast. This was before The Lone Wolf, Baron Corbin. The Beast. He's a really big guy.
Then I probably don't know him because, for one, I don't watch that much wrestling nowadays.
All right.
And for two, if it's before, like, The Lone Wolf, or when Rock stopped wrestling and started moving on to acting,
nope.
Then I'll probably be clueless.
Nope, he's the current, so it's current. How about this? What if I said Suplex City?
Oh, my God. I know who you're talking about. I just can't think of the name. Wait, does he have, like, a Suplex City card on his costume chest?
Yep, it's on his t-shirt.
Yeah, it's on his t-shirt, yep.
Oh my god, I know who you're talking about. He's in one of the current fights.
Yes.
He's in one of the current fights.
Yep.
Oh my god. I'm going to say Roman Reigns because I can't think of the name.
Okay.
I'm going to say Roman Reigns because I can't think of the name.
That's right. It's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. I knew that was Brock Lesnar. I just couldn't think of the name.
All right.
And so I just said with the first name that popped in the head.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that the only reason that Roman Reigns popped in the head was because before this, we were talking about Roman Reigns.
That's true. All right, I got one more for you, and then Kent can do a couple for you. Ready?
OK. Okay.
All right, he's the realest guy in the room.
One question.
What?
Wait, no, that probably won't make sense.
All right, how about this? He partners with Big Show.
Partners with Big Show. He's the real man in the room.
He's the realest guy in the room. How you doing? We talked still about confused. Him earlier. Okay, we talked about him earlier.
Talked about him earlier.
He also he used to be tag team partners with Cass. Big Cass.
Big Cass.
Who's Big Cass's partner?
I've never seen Big Cass fight, but I know that he is a wrestler because basically we just went over him.
That's right. Do you remember who his partner used to be?
Oh my god, no,
now he's partners
I can't.
With Big Show.
He's got a very Italian name.
Yes.
I probably have never seen this wrestler fight because it's after that he fought that I had started watching wrestling.
No,
so that's probably what ended up happening.
He's on right now currently. Yeah. It's Enzo Amore.
Oh my god, I knew. You want to know how I couldn't think of it?
Why not?
Because again, we were talking about him earlier.
Right, that's why I thought maybe he'd be a little bit easier for
you. That I'm like super familiar with.
Yeah. All right, Ken, do you have one or two for him?
Yeah, all right. Let's try. I'm gonna go with something easier first. So my first clue is hustle.
Okay. Oh my god, I know who you're talking about. I already know who you're talking about. I just, once again, can't think of the name.
If I told you that he had wristbands, colorful wristbands, would that help you?
Well... Does he happen to so have the symbol of?
Yes. Yes, he does.
John Cena and his respect symbol.
See,
boom.
Russ, I'm a better clue giver than you.
No, you're not. He was just giving old wrestler clues from before I started watching wrestling.
Jeez, Russ. Get your act together. Russ, I can't hear you. You're aware of this, right?
You know what's funny for my John Cena?
What?
I had Hustle as my first, because I was going to use John Cena originally too. But I was like, oh wait, I probably shouldn't because he's technically SmackDown. But Hustle was my first as well.
Well, technically, he has appeared on Raw fights before.
He has, you're right, and he actually is going to be moving over to Raw, I believe. But that's not till after SummerSlam. All right, Kent, do you got one
still,
more?
Still, he is moving over to Raw, so it still counts.
Yep, that's right. All right, Kent.
I got another one. All right. So this guy is a mean Canadian.
Mean Canadian.
He's chubby.
Chubby.
And he likes to use the power bomb.
I've never seen the power bomb, and I'm pretty sure that I've only seen like one Canadian.
You used to think
wrestler.
He was you thought he was the champion on Raw, but we told you he wasn't anymore cuz he's over on SmackDown now.
Kevin Owens.
See, I'm a better clue giver than you.
It must be that.
Nuh-uh. Ross kind of gave me the clue. Kind of better than you did. You two both are equally good clue givers.
Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right.
You see, this is like the argument between my parents of who makes better chocolate milk. And you want to know what I tell them?
They both make
whatever gets it to you first.
Oh,
I don't
snap.
Want to deal with that fight.
There you go. That's smart. Hey, that kid's thinking. All right, he's
I
always thinking.
That my grandpa does, or that I tell him that I'm not answering that question because I don't want to. And yeah.
All right. So this is probably about the half hour mark.
Yes, we are at the half hour mark. So we're at a good time. I think that we need to get that cut off. So Thomas, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate your time with us.
We'll have you back on again.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed that interview with Thomas Superfan. I'm telling you, he's a fun kid. Good, you know, he's got a good sense of humor. So I hope maybe we'll get him on again. Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah. Very funny. I enjoyed... I just love the fact that he guessed Bliss and then Corbin. Back to back.
I'm shocked that he named your two favorite wrestlers.
Like, so. And I didn't set him up for it, obviously. You was there the whole time. I never... It was crazy.
It was. So, well, he's a fan in the making. So, we'll see about having him come back on again. Maybe in the fall, we'll see what we got. But now, let's move into SmackDown. All right? Because so many
exciting... We should call this segment, like, Talking Smack.
We should. Or Smacking Talk. Something to really get the people...
Yes. We have to think about this for next week.
Yes. All right. So, overall, I thought Raw was really good, where I think this week SmackDown was barely average.
It was a very adequate evening for SmackDown, to the point where I had no problems watching it on my computer while I played video games. I'd like to actually pay attention to wrestling. I did for Raw. There's a lot of stuff that I liked. But
I don't know how you can do that. I need to do something else while wrestling's on. Unless it's a match that I kind of want to see, then I'll put whatever else I'm doing, stop, and watch it. Unless the match gets boring or whatever. But typically, I have to be doing something else while wrestling on because it's just too boring.
Well, I mean, usually if it's on my TV, then I have something on my computer going. But yeah, usually I just try to pay attention to wrestling, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
All right.
So, what do we got?
All right, let's talk about the first thing, Cena and Corbin. Because last week, off the air, they had Corbin come down and attack Shinsuke, or at least attempt to attack Shinsuke, and Cena stopped him. Which now, they showed us this week at the beginning of the week, or the beginning of the episode, to show us, like, hey, this happened. I'm a little ticked off that they did that. I understand why they did it, but gosh darn it, that would have been a great ending to SmackDown to get people to watch the next week. WWE is shooting themselves in the foot with this crap. They're trying to get people to go to their WWE network to watch it, so they'll put interesting stuff on it, like that Corbin thing at the end. But they're killing their television by not putting that stuff on, which would have made me watch the next week. Like, if I'd seen Corbin come out and get his butt kicked by Cena, knowing it's going to start a feud, I'd be like, okay, how's that going to end? Wouldn't you?
Yeah. They don't know how to do the tease properly. They were so good at the tease in the late 80s, early 90s. Like, seriously, yeah. Go back and watch some of that stuff. They knew how to do the tease to get you to watch the following week. Even during the Attitude Era, they were masters at it.
Yeah, they're not
and
now.
I've lost that. Yeah.
But, okay, Cena Corbin. We know it's not going to be a match at SummerSlam. How does this make your tits feel?
Oh, my titties. Well, here's the thing. I don't really like Corbin's new music compared to his old music. I'm not saying it's bad. It's actually pretty decent, but I loved how the lights went down, and it just went really well with his music.
It did.
Now we have something a little more generic, not nearly as bad as Big Cass, but still, it's important.
Okay, because it seems like there's been a lot of music changes. I'm sorry, it's real quick. It seems like there's been a lot of music changes. Nothing major in a lot of them. Uso's different rap lyrics. Seth got up, burn it down! Who else?
Please do that once a podcast. Please.
I will do that just randomly too, like his, like it start the music, like burn it down. Like they changed it. Like why all of a sudden are they changing like little tweaks here and there?
Because actually, they're tweaking most of the stuff that they are tweaking are songs that needed tweaking. They haven't been touching any of the great songs.
Oh no, of course not. But
Corbin's was the best song that they tweaked and. It's not a huge downgrade, but it is a downgrade. But it's not anything big. I'm really hopeful that Cena... I hope that, more than anything, I don't care if Baron loses.
Oh, Baron's losing.
I just... that's questionable. But, more than anything, I hope Cena spends some time walking Baron through psychology a lot. Because Baron's been learning from a variety of people, but he hasn't worked with a Cena yet.
No.
He can learn a lot. Yes. I hope Cena's willing to give some here. That's my hope.
I think Cena is going to help him, but I don't think Cena's losing. Corbin should be going on a losing streak before he cashes in. That's usually typical.
Yeah. And shouldn't the story be, though, like, I always thought Cena's story should have been he goes on a losing streak to get his redemption for number 16. But, I don't know, I still think Cena should go on a losing streak before he goes for number 17 and loses.
I think he should lose before he gets 17. I think 17 has to be a major happening, so it's only happening at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be against Roman Reigns. No. I don't care what people say. No, I don't want that.
No,
I don't want that. I think both these guys on the mic, I think we're looking at like a 7 out of 7 from both guys on the mic, and we're looking at about 6 or 7 out of 7 from, or 6 or 7 out of 10 from both guys in ring. I think we're going to
be better than that, honestly. I think if Cena puts on his I'm going up against AJ gloves,
yes,
then we could have a fantastic match because Corbin can play.
If Cena really wants to test what Corbin can do, that will be match of the night, in my opinion.
It could be.
But it's up to Cena to really want it. Like, Corbin obviously wants it. Corbin's got to be excited as shit. It's got to be Cena, though, who wants to just say, you know what? We're going to fucking make it happen. And Cena could be like, hey, guys, we're taking another 3 to 5 minutes in the ring. And that's that. I'm John
Nobody's
Cena.
Nobody's going to say anything. Right.
Right.
Here's that's the other thing I'm worried about, though. This has started out as a typical Cena wins. Because he came out, congratulated Shinsuke and stuff, but then he started calling Corbin a dumpster fire. And then the crowd started chanting it.
I always worry when the crowd starts chanting something.
Yes, because now I'm pretty sure Corbin's going to be attached to dumpster fire.
Didn't Seth have some stupid thing attached to him for a while and it went nowhere fast?
Yeah, but that didn't stick. I think this one might stick. I hope not. I hope it dies.
I don't think. I'm going to say no, it won't.
You don't think it will? I hope it dies because it's terrible. But if it has a feel of lull, Cena wins. I'm telling you right now. This is going to be a 10-minute match and Super Cena is going to pull it out.
Lest we forget last year's SummerSlam and how excited we both were at the amazing card that lied ahead of us. And by the end of the night, how incredibly underwhelmed we were.
Well, I'm getting that. I'm not getting that feeling yet, but let's look at some of the matches. Corbin Cena. Okay, check. Good
should
match.
Be great.
Yep. Fatal 4-Way.
Should be great. Agent Kale.
AJ. Should be great. Jinder versus Shinsuke.
That entrance should be great.
The entrance should be fantastic.
Cesaro versus Shield,
or Dean and Seth, should be great. New Day versus Usos, round two, should be great after the first one. I'm not looking at
Bliss
anything.
Bliss versus Sasha, I think, actually should be a very good match.
Bliss versus Sasha will be good. Naomi versus Natalia. Okay, that's that's the match they're putting after a fantastic match. That's the break match.
I think that's kickoff show, possibly. Maybe not because it's Women's Revolution. Hardy Boys versus Gallows and Anderson, if it got time, could be a good
match. Could be very good, yeah. We're looking
and
at
Neville versus who's Tozawa, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That could be very good.
Yeah, the match card looks good.
Hey, remember Dolph Ziggler? No.
Who's that?
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of AJ Shane, let's talk about AJ Shane and KO, even though we said AJ and KO, not AJ and Shane.
You'll be fine.
Let's talk about AJ, Shane, and KO. I'm going to just say this. I liked the segment from SmackDown. I thought it was a really good segment. In the case of KO bringing up recent history, which thank God they did, because I was really close to being like, are you kidding me? Shane's going to back AJ after what AJ did to him like 3 or 4 months ago. He's going to back AJ. That is super forget that he was a heel. Now he's a face, so we got to cheer him on. But they didn't. Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
Yeah, You know, I was playing ESO with Tuan last night. He finished SmackDown. He's like, they were showing this clip with Shane McMahon, and he flipped off Austin, and he was fighting against Mick Foley at a Survivor Series. I think it was like 1998. I was like, yep, that was the night that there was the tournament for the world title in which Foley lost to The Rock and turned Foley face. And it inspired me because I'm like, wow, I can remember that, but I can't remember what happened 2 hours ago. It was a good exercise to know that my long-term memory is still working pretty decent, just not the old short-term.
Well, the short-term in this case is also pretty... You don't want to remember sometimes. So.
No, I don't. In this case, though, I thought it was the segment of the night.
Yes.
KO had a lot of great points. I liked how everything was set up, and yes, we knew. It had to set up where AJ hit Shane in order to create conflict. So next week, probably, KO is going to hit Shane. And Shane already slid that line in. If I have to get physical, then I will.
Right.
So everything's been set up. They're doing it just right. I want to say they're doing this part just right.
They are. They're taking the botch that happened on, whatever, Battleground, right?
Yeah.
They're taking the botch that happened on Battleground, and they made it work. It's almost making me think that that wasn't a botch. It was supposed to happen. I know it was a botch. You don't think it was a botch?
No, it was just stupid. But you know what was stupider?
But if
Let's
it's...
we never forget.
Okay, what?
Great Balls of Fire happened.
That's
that
true.
Was the name of a pay-per-view.
That was pretty bad. I'll say this, though. It was stupid at the time, but now with the story, the way it's playing out, it's kind of like, looking back at it, it's like, okay, this kind of makes sense how it's making the story play out.
Russ, if we say that it makes sense logically, then that makes us look like complete idiots for insulting it, which is what we do. Every week we jump the gun on things that have potential to work out long term. So I'm just going to say it was stupid. It could have been done better.
Oh, definitely. I'm still saying it was a botch. It wasn't supposed to go down like that.
It was so bad.
It was. It was terrible.
And AJ no selling it. Didn't help.
Like, no, that was the problem. That was the problem. No sold it completely. Like, what the hell just happened? Right. That was tough. But they are doing this feud right. I'm interested.
Is this a way to finally get a heel in charge of SmackDown since Shane and Daniel have been so goody-two-shoes the whole year? Like, is this... are we finally going to get an evil McMahon character yet again?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to change that dynamic yet.
I kind of, you know, that's been the cool thing about SmackDown. It's just been run without much interference.
Right, well, it should
by
be.
GMs.
Yeah, it should be. It should be the GM going out there making decisions and not ruining it for everybody.
Right, like Daniel Bryan and Miz was the one exception, but that was done so well.
Yeah, it was done great.
On a show for 30 minutes every Tuesday night.
I believe it was called Talking Smack, possibly.
We miss you, Talking Smack.
I like how Smacking Talk already got canceled.
After one week. And it was actually pretty funny to watch.
Yeah.
All right, what's our next thing?
All right, next thing. Well, the next thing is actually... Fashion Peaks.
No.
Let's talk Fashion Peaks. All right?
But first, Russ.
Yes.
I was curious, as my plate with pizza on it is curious, we really need to know, who is Russell's Machka of the Week?
Ah, my Machka of the Week. Well, it's not Rusev, as you'd like to think. But actually... my man crush of the week is Arn Anderson for two reasons. First of all, he was on Fashion Peaks.
Not four reasons.
I only have two. He was on for like 30 seconds. How many times can I get four out of that? Come on. I had two major reasons. First of all, when he was walking up to the door and you could see his shadow, Beefcake. I mean, you knew someone big and powerful was coming into that door. And it was Arn Anderson. And then he didn't even mince words. When they asked him if he destroyed Tully, he just came out and said yes. Boom. Right to it. That's what I like. That's what I like in my men. All right? Straightforward shooters. I love that. It was fantastic. You know what? I do have a third one. Third reason. Then he came in and said, I'm taking your donuts. So he came in, said hi to the guys, was accused of destroying Tully, admitted he destroyed Tully, then said he's taking donuts and walked out. That's a fantastic ending to the Tully story. I don't care.
Did he ever show the Four Horsemen sign when he walked away, by any chance?
I don't remember.
I would say that would be a fourth, but I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. But that's my man crush of the week. And that segues perfectly into Fashion Peaks. What'd you think?
Oh, that's what you were getting at?
Yes.
Gosh, it was almost like you were cueing me to get to something. It's amazing.
Well,
I want to say how dumb we are for not having seen this being Arn Anderson.
I know.
A horse named Tully, and we didn't really catch on. Like,
I didn't even connect it until after I saw Arn.
So fucking dumb.
It was. Like,
I blame Carrie.
I do too. God damn it, Carrie.
She's not here to right the ship of our stupidity.
Yes, that's the problem. And that's why we also have four hour podcasts, too.
Yeah.
God, Carrie, get back already. Jeez.
God.
So, all right, Fashion Peaks. I didn't think it was as good as last week's.
Oh, I liked it more this
Did
week
you?
Last week.
Okay.
Yes.
I liked last week's more, but I also am a fan of the classic Peaks. So I thought they did a lot of good things. This was more newer Peaks, which is fine. Doesn't make a difference. But I don't know too much about the new Peaks yet. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good. I loved how Connor and... I love how the Ascension are being used.
Well, that's a question for me. Like, so the Ascension are supposed to be bad guys, right? But,
yes.
Like, they're just chilling out with Breeze Dango all the time at this point, it seems. Like they just call them in. They're like, okay, sure, we're just going to hang out with you guys. We're the assholes. You guys are the good guys. But, like, everybody's just cool, getting along. It's such a neat concept. I love how they're doing it. And at least the Ascension is getting some time.
And they're showing they're pretty funny. Because...
Oh, yeah.
They were great. Last week and this week, they were great. Like, Connor just going, we're just here for the pie. And then gets up and walks away.
Of course it is Connor.
Yes,
that.
Yes.
What was the name of the prank show that was on WWE Network? Do you remember?
Pranked?
It wasn't Punked.
No.
It was something stupid. Anyways, if you watch that show, there was at least a couple times where Connor was really funny in that show. So I've been waiting for them to utilize Connor in a positive way. So I'm very happy with...
Well, they're utilizing him in a positive way, but also a negative way by him being always eating or always food.
Well, are they sending him a message?
Yes.
Probably.
I think they are. But
will this lead to the Ascension getting screen time beyond the Fashion Files or whatever else you want to call it? Will this help them in any way?
No.
I don't think it can hurt him. But
it can't hurt him, but I don't think it's going to help him. Now, Breeze Dango, Fandango coming back all of a sudden, just randomly. So good.
Anal probe.
Yes. That was good. It was funny.
It was good, yeah.
And he also had that throwaway line of, it'll probably take 18 episodes to get this done anyway. That was a great throwaway line, too. And I was like, okay. So I just thought that was great, him coming back, and it was aliens. So everything's been solved, except who trashed their office. We still don't know who did that.
We could safely assume, though, it's probably Arn, but we don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure. So...
As much as I like everything, I'm still left wondering, what the hell is going on with the Hype Bros? Like, weren't we set for, like, a heel turn by somebody?
And then they're gone for, like, the last 3 weeks? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's confounding to me.
Yeah, like, they had the story. It was good. A little intriguing. Gone. Nope, never happened.
If they bring it back... The interest level is not going to be there anymore. It's not going to have the impact.
Nope, they screwed up.
Also, I know we're going to talk about the women here soon.
In fact, they're next, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, this is my segue.
Okay.
Sienna of TNA, GFW, call it what you will. Really great wrestler, pretty She finally called Charlotte out. Basically, I'm doing Carrie's job telling the news here.
Yes, I see that.
She's calling Charlotte out because Charlotte is basically copying everything of Sienna's. From the peacock thing to the eye makeup, the way that it's like at the edge, and the pinky. Charlotte has started to incorporate sticking the pinky out in a lot of things. And you know what? Most time I wouldn't give it recognition, but Sienna's been doing this for like a year, and Charlotte is blatantly copying it.
All right, ready? I'm going to defend Charlotte. I hate doing that, but I'm going to defend Charlotte. The peacocking has been a Flair thing. So technically, Sienna stole it from Flair, which means Flair didn't steal it.
Wait, no. Flair never came out with a peacock. Yeah, retract what you're saying, because Flair never came
peacocking
out with a peacock.
Is strutting about in a flashy costume.
We're talking about the actual costume itself with the peacock feathers. That's the peacocking, not the strutting. Because
well, the peacocking itself is coming out fancy. So, I mean, that's a Flair concept. Okay, the peacocking feathers type thing. All right, I'll...
Which is 100% Sienna's before Charlotte used it.
Okay, I'll give that... Okay, fine. The tea thing, the pinky thing, I thought that was just to show they were drinking tea. That was the only ever caught off that. I thought that was more of a them being dumbass girls than...
Right, which Sienna's been doing for months now.
Right. But isn't that like a typical... Can you steal something that almost everybody would do? If they're trying to mimic
Russ,
that, ooh, that's interesting.
If you start wearing a bandana and gained, you know, 300 pounds or something, I feel that I could righteously say, Russ, you don't have a deck and you're trying to copy me. So,
but
yeah,
those aren't typical.
When you're taking three very specific traits, we're not talking about everyday things. Like, yes, you could write off one of them, but three very specific traits when you're both in the same profession, like... It's a blatant ripoff, and I know you don't even know who the fuck Sienna is in reality. You've probably never seen a single match of hers.
Nope.
I implore you.
How do you spell her name? I'll look her up right now.
Yeah, like, I'll send you the link. It was on Raja.
Okay, like, well, I'll look it up right now. How do you spell her name?
S-I-E-N-N-A.
N-N-A, okay.
I think it's, yeah. It's just an absolute...
Or a Toyota Sienna.
Oh, that's awful in and of itself.
There, now I'll put TNA. There we go, there she is. There's the peacock feathers.
Uh-huh.
There's the eyeliner. I don't know, here's my problem with it. All three of those things... Oh, two of those things, I won't say the peacock's a standard thing. Two of those things are kind of just... generic. The pinky thing and the eyeliner is kind of generic. I understand what you're saying. Sienna's been doing it for a long time, and it kind of looks like, yes, she's copying her, but they're also generic things. So it's really tough to be able to say... it's tough for me to say that she's blatantly ripping her off. If she starts using some of her slang or talk, then I might go, okay, now you're starting to get somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're both equally bad on the mic, though, in all fairness.
Wow, she looks terrible as a video game character. Holy crap.
Who?
Sienna.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, it's the only vision. It's the only thing I can see left on the screen, because I don't have you plastered everywhere. It's the only thing
How about we move on to the other women while I find the exact pictures that I need to show you?
I can see one right now where she has the peacock feathers. I see it. Or do you want to match them up quality to quality? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to show you something that will possibly give you indisputable evidence. But let's talk about
Charlotte Lana. Yes, okay. I was going to say Charlotte Lana.
Charlotte. Let's keep going with her.
Yeah, we got to finish that up. So Charlotte had a match with Lana. And it was weird. Wasn't Charlotte kind of being a...
no-talent hack?
No, kind of a bitch to Lana. Now, granted, Lana probably deserves it a little bit. But she's being kind of a bitch to Lana. And in the ring making fun of her. And I think Lana should, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Hire Tamina to butt rape Charlotte?
Yes, absolutely. But, I don't know, I felt bad for Lana a little bit because Charlotte was berating her. But then Lana did something fantastic. And I think we can all agree that it was fantastic. Did you see...
It was done with flair.
It was definitely done with flair. Did you see Charlotte's face when she realized what happened?
That was priceless. That was the best part of... That was the single best moment of SmackDown was her face of, oh, my ass just got exposed to hundreds, if not thousands of people.
Yes. It was like she looked like something happened that was wrong. Like, I didn't notice that at first until, because we couldn't see anything because we're on television side, which sucks. But
I'm surprised we haven't seen the pictures yet pop up online.
I know, right? I would have thought, sure. I bet you nobody did. Let's be honest. Unless they're videotaping.
Who's going to have their phone up for
exactly,
that,
right? Yeah.
You're right. Surprising, but not that surprising.
But it was so... Here's what's funny. Her face is priceless. It was of the, oh my God, pulls it up super quick. But she played it off really smoothly. Good for her. It would have been better, I thought, if she got really angry at Lana and played it up.
If she would have like started like doing the paintbrushing where you slap the face or something, that would have been smart.
That would have been great. It would have been good to play off of, because Lana didn't do it on purpose. You could see what happened. She kind of got caught, and as she was falling, she was grabbing for whatever she could grab, and she happened to grab her tights. But it would have been great if Charlotte had played off of that. Kind of like Lana was trying to embarrass her.
Yeah, but that would actually take a skilled wrestler that knows what they're doing to
with some talent, yes, and she does not have that.
I mean, she is a great actor.
Indeed.
But she's not good at improvising.
No.
By the way, I set the link.
Yes.
But, you know.
I see it.
All right. So, I mean, I kind of feel bad for Lana. Like, what's the point? Is there a point? Like, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel for Lana, or is this...
Like, I don't know. It looks like they're starting...
She's better utilized on Rusev.
I think they're starting to show the light with Tamina, actually. Their dynamics together. Like, Tamina brought up a really great point after they started talking to each other. Tamina said something along the lines of basically saying, you suck in the ring. And you know, and you want help from me, Tamina. Yet, you've gotten 3 title matches to my 0 title matches. And you don't think it has anything to do with your pretty looks.
Do you think this is in any way going to lead to a Tamina versus Lana feud? Because Lana can be easily loved and cheered, and it could possibly help Tamina get over. She needs to get over.
It either plays out that way, or they both utilize what they're best at and make a great team.
Beauty and the Beast situation?
Yeah, kind of. What Tamina said, it was the first time I actually cared about what Tamina had to say.
Fair enough. I would agree with that.
This was the first time I'm like, ooh, interesting. She's attacking something that she is right on. Smack down and perfectly landed it. So I'm like, okay, now let's see what they do next week. So you know what's going to happen next week? Nothing.
Last kicker?
Yeah, speaking of the last kicker, what the hell happened to her?
She's going to get traded to Raw.
I hope so.
Think about Slater and Rhino, gone. They were the first tag team champs.
True.
Look at what they're doing with Miz. Jack shit. Everybody that goes from SmackDown to Raw...
But SmackDown hasn't been much better lately to utilizing their characters.
Russ, Punjabi prison match, okay, man?
That's true. Never mind. You've bested me, sir.
So can we talk about Ellsworth now?
Yes, Carmella versus... It was Carmella versus Naomi, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And the match was okay. Nothing spectacular.
Mediocre.
Yeah, nothing special. But, except at the end, James Ellsworth's suspension is finally up. And he came back in glorious fashion.
I will miss the Ellsworth shirt that Carmella was wearing.
Yes.
But really, this is really the injection in the arm that the women's division needed. I don't care how bad that sounds. Ellsworth elicits emotions and reactions from the crowd to help the face women get over.
Yes.
If that's what it takes, then do it. Because the Lana Tamina thing, while intriguing, may not ever go anywhere. Ellsworth and Carmella are going places. Despite all the people that keep telling me, what do you see in Carmella? She's no good. Well, what do I see? I see a woman who has raised her game to a ridiculous level on the mic, has strived to improve in the ring, which she has improved, although she's not fully there yet. But she's developed and created a character that is very well put together. What has your favorite wrestler done? Well, Charlotte, she could do a figure eight. Woo!
And she can talk like this.
And she can steal gimmicks from wrestlers who are far beneath her.
Far beneath.
Although, I tell you right now, if Sienna was in WWE, she'd be a success if they pushed her.
If they pushed anybody properly, they'd be a success. They don't know how to push people worth a shit. Sometimes. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
I don't know. Jack Swagger comes to mind.
Oh, is that their fault or his fault?
See, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
They gave him a lot of opportunities.
They did. You're right. So I was thinking, like, he got a lot of opportunities. He squandered them.
But then he finally got the one good gimmick, and they didn't push him.
They didn't push him, right. As I say, but then he had a really good gimmick in the We the People, and he didn't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. Cesaro's never going to get a world championship.
No.
That's the lesson.
Yeah. He is never... He's going to be the one where we say, who's one of the best people to never see the championship? I think Cesaro's going to be number one.
He's going to be up there. I mean, because Million Dollar Man and Ravishing... Oh, wait. Rick Rude did have it in WCW, I think. Million Dollar Man never held it in WCW or WWF.
Right.
Aside from when he bought it off of Andre.
And that doesn't count.
Cool storyline. No.
So
yeah, Cesaro's going to be up there really, really, really high.
Yes. I would almost say he'd probably be... I don't know. He's not there yet. But he could beat DiBiase.
The thing that DiBiase has going for him that Cesaro still doesn't have is that DiBiase spent a large chunk of time main eventing. Just... Or a co-main event, you know, like the second-to-last match.
And he was very charismatic. Cesaro isn't charismatic. He's great.
Cesaro and DiBiase were very polar opposites, although DiBiase could work in the ring very good, too.
Mm.
But Cesaro's way better. But
yeah.
Everybody's way better now than they were 30 years ago.
Right. Yeah, a lot safer. Right. Yeah.
What other topics we got?
Let's talk really quickly... Usos and Ty and Sammy, because they absolutely have nothing to do for Ty and Sammy anymore, so let's put them in a match against the Usos and lose.
I already miss Mike and Maria. They're not fired, but I know I'm going to miss them because I don't think I'm seeing them next week either.
Yeah, what happened with...
Sammy was the absolute wrong guy for them to
feud
him with. And Randy Orton's the perfect guy, and now they got Randy with Rusev, which I'm excited for, except I really feel bad because Mike needs something before he becomes nothing. He's on the verge of becoming nothing.
He's starting to become an afterthought because they didn't put him on this week at all. The gimmick isn't catching.
Because they're not doing anything with the gimmick.
I know.
That's the problem. Like, it's a good gimmick that could be really well done.
I don't know. I'm not impressed yet. And I want them to impress me, but I'm not impressed yet. But
no, it sucks because I sat here spouting off at how great they were, and they are, but without any opportunities, you can't be great.
Within less than 2 months, they're already flatlining it. And I think it might get the plug. It might get the cut too, because I've heard rumors that Vince isn't keen on it. So,
that would
kill it.
Yeah, they ain't hype.
No, they aren't. But let's talk about the tag match. I kind of like Ty and Sammy as a team.
Sure. I mean, if I'm never going to get my Sami Zayn push that I keep hounding for.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Put the Canadians in a tag team because the fans love both guys. I don't know. They'd have to develop a few double team moves, but sure. There's five tag teams currently, and two of them keep doing weekly segments where they talk and eat food.
Yes.
So you basically are down to Usos and New Day and the Hype Bros who are missing.
Right.
Oh, wait. Is Epico and Primo still...
No, they're gone.
They're officially gone?
Yep, they're officially gone. Or at least one of them is officially gone, I think.
I thought one just got injured.
I think they might be gone. I'm not sure. I think they asked for their release. They might have gotten it. I don't remember. That's something we have to look up.
Okay.
But the match I thought was good. I kind of like Sammy and Ty. We can call them Psy, I guess, if they get together or
nope,
Sty.
Not doing that. Not doing any of that shit. Not going to.
What are you
going to
call them? Tammy?
The Canadians.
Oh, the Canadians? All right.
The Canucks.
The Canucks.
Canuck you, Russ.
No.
See how that works way better.
It does.
Already.
You're right. Canuck you. All right. Other than that, though, SmackDown really didn't have much else. Oh, the main event. How could I forget the main event?
The Colognes are still on the roster.
They are still on the roster.
Here's a great row. Dolph Ziggler, Epico, Eric Rowan, and Fandango. Fandango is the most successful of those four right now.
Oh,
think about that.
Ken, you know what? I know I'm talking about this a little bit early, but if you don't want to do Guess the Wrestler, I do have six guys associations if you want to do that instead.
Well, Guess the Wrestler is going to be super easy.
Okay.
I promise you that. So we can still do the word associations as we can just get the fuck off of the subject of SmackDown.
Okay, now let's talk about Randy and Jinder.
Boo.
What a match. As soon as it wasn't for the title, what was your first thought?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like, the only thing I was... Here's what I was looking forward to. How is Randy going to pull off a fun RKO or a boring one? And he delivered with a fun one.
Yes.
And then they kept the camera on him for fucking ever. And it's like, guys, can you just hold up a sign saying, wait for, or something? Like, get the fuck out of here with your holding on to the fucking idiots. But yay, Rusev.
Yeah. I mean, all right, yes, great Rusev came out
Russell,
at the end.
Are you still there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I'm guessing Russ isn't here.
But I am. I can hear you perfectly fine.
It's looking at the screen. Russ has like this shit-eating grin on his face. Oh, there's Russ.
I was about to say, yeah, I never left. I could hear you the entire time. So I was responding to you. You'll hear some of that.
Oh.
And now you're cutting out your sound. Your sound is gone. This is fantastic.
Oh, here I am.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I blame the parents.
All right. The only thing I'll say about this Randy and Jinder thing, as soon as it wasn't for the title, I knew Randy was winning. It was obvious. He had to get the win back somehow. And it was just, I hope it's over with. I don't want to see these two fight again. Except
if
we go.
Do you want Jinder to lose the belt?
No, I want him in a good feud to see what he can do with it. Randy is not good.
Seriously, who would you feud Jinder with to make him look better? Because right now, I don't have any ideas.
Shinsuke's fine.
Styles was not good.
No. Shinsuke's fine. And here's the reason why Shinsuke's fine. It's not about United States versus a foreigner. They're both foreigners.
You say that.
I know. They're both foreigners. I'm hoping they move away from that. So Shinsuke's a good one. If Shinsuke can't get a good match out of Jinder, yes, take the belt off of him. It's over with.
Yeah, I've been thinking that the Jinder experiment, I hate to say it, is a failure. And, Cena could have a good feud, but it'd go right back to the foreign versus American thing.
Yeah, and I don't want
If they
that.
Would just not do that, maybe they could have a flag match or something. That'd be cool.
Yes, a flag match. Let's have another one of those.
All right, let's play games.
Yes, all right. We are done talking about wrestling
wait,
for the week.
We got to Braun segment.
Oh, right. We always have a segment every week of I'm not finished with you yet. It's basically what we're looking forward to next week, because we're not finished with it. Kat, what aren't you finished with?
RealityKings.com. But aside from that, I am not done with... I don't know if we're going to get any more from Goldust, but that really intrigued the hell out of me. If Braun will continue to throw office chairs, I'm not through with that. And now, in all seriousness, Rusev versus Randy has my eye right now, and I'm really kind of wondering what they can do to up the ante.
All right. I'm not finished with, honestly, the AJ, Shane, and KO. They really got it onto the right track. Here's the reason why I'm not finished with it. They have not had a good match yet. Not a match that we expect to be good. They've had okay matches. Nothing wrong with them. And just the caliber match that I expect out of these two. So now they're finally getting an intriguing story where I can kind of be involved in it a little bit now. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of that. See what goes on.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, let's go to our penultimate segment.
Yes.
Which is your game.
My game. All right. So, word association. This is going to be a quick one. We don't have too many this time around. But basically, I'm going to mention a word, and Kent has to see if he can guess the wrestler that's associated to those words. First word, he gets three words. He'll get it by the third, I think, in every single one of them. But we'll
Harry
see.
Made fun of me for not getting KO last week with the powerbomb, to which Eric actually defended me and said that he also didn't think of it, so I don't feel too bad.
All right. Well, I've got six for you. Are you ready? Okay.
Yes.
The first word association, DX.
X-Pac.
No. Tag team.
Road Dog.
I knew I'd fall for that. No. Sexy Boy.
Ooh, well done. The old HB Shizzle.
You know it. I did that on purpose. I figured if I got you thinking DX and then tag team, you'd go Road Dog.
Yeah, well. I didn't want to go Billy.
Well, who does? All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame 2016.
Vader didn't go in. Oh, God, I don't even remember who went in. So, shit. Rikishi wasn't this year. Ravishing Recruit.
No. Hung.
Oh, 2016.
Yeah, there you go. I was about to say, you're thinking 2017.
Shit. All right, boss man.
Yes. I was wondering. I was like, I think he's thinking the wrong year. All right, once I say Hung, the other hint... Big Show's daddy. All right, next one. Beard.
Eric Rowan.
No. Family.
Luke Harper.
Damn it. I had the next one. I was hoping you wouldn't get it to the next one. Ready? Criminally underutilized and taken out of the WrestleMania main event because WWE higher-ups are assholes.
Man, that was a very short clue.
Yeah, you would have got it, though, I think. All right, this next one may be easy, maybe hard. I don't know. Ready? Sure. ECW.
New Jack.
No. Steel Chair.
Balls Mahoney.
You got it. I knew once you got Steel Chair, you'd get Balls Mahoney. And the last one, Big Balls.
One of the best theme songs ever.
Yes. All right, ready?
Sure.
NXT Tag.
Tommaso Ciampa.
No. SmackDown.
Chad Gable.
Maple syrup on a log.
Connor.
Yes.
Fantastic.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Fat.
We just did him, Ross. Paul Heyman.
No. Peace.
You said peace?
Peace.
Dude Love?
No. Of shit. You know, it's funny because you mentioned him earlier. I was like, oh, God, no, don't call it. Don't know.
That's fantastic.
I love Word Association Game.
Indeed. All right. Is that it?
That's it. I had six. I mean, I had six for Thomas, too, but yeah. They're so easy. You should easily. Ready? You already gave him Brock and Enzo. I'll do the other ones. Ready? Shattered Dreams.
Dust.
Yep. Hustle, which was 16-time champion, and Loyalty was John Cena. That was the other one. What was the other? Oh, Burn It Down. Burn It Down!
Double-edged sword.
That's right.
My penis.
And then Don't Hinder Him for the other one I had.
Yeah, I had a bunch written down, and then I was just like, I'm just going to go with Cena and KO because he just mentioned KO.
Yes, so. That was smart, right. I think he's a fan. He's not quite there yet of holding who's the, you know, who does what. He's not, like, you know.
All right, Russ, I got, you should get them all within one. All
right, go ahead.
All right, violins.
Shinsuke.
Voices.
Randy.
Stupid Idiot.
Jericho.
No, He Don't Want None.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of that one.
Pele Kick.
Oh, AJ?
Soccer Mom Hair.
AJ, yeah.
Flying Goat.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes. Ice Cream.
New Day.
Straight Fire.
Becky Lynch.
Let's see. I have Figure Eight.
Charlotte.
And finally, Daredevil.
Daredevil. I don't know. Who else? What else? What
Legendary else? Family.
I'm going to hit myself as soon as I hear it, but I don't know who it is.
I really wish I had a more difficult one, but this last one should help you, Russ.
Right, the third one's always meant to help. The third one's always meant to help, so.
Here comes the money, Russ.
All right. Oh, that was your hint. Here comes the money. Shane, gotcha.
Mike, what? I said it.
I didn't click. Yeah, I gotcha. All right, shut up.
All right, so guess the wrestler time. Explain the rules, and then I'll tell you your two.
All right, so guess the wrestler. Basically, each week, one of us comes up with a wrestler that the other two have to guess who it is. We have 9 questions and 2 chances. Since it's only me, I get to ask all 9 questions. I get both chances. So, Kent, give me my 2.
He is a male, and he is a current wrestler.
Okay.
And I had to do extensive research on this.
Okay. All right. I'll start my first question. WWE?
Yes.
All right. SmackDown or Raw?
SmackDown.
All right. SmackDown.
After that, I may not be able to answer you so fast.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, has he ever held a major title in WWE? On SmackDown.
Let's see. In WWE, no.
Okay. Not in WWE.
Ooh, you picked up on that one.
All right. Is he currently consistently on SmackDown? Like, I'd see him almost every week. Not every week, almost.
Oh. That is iffy to answer.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll say yes, but it's iffy.
All right. Would I see him in
much a... Like, wait, much like everybody on SmackDown, you know how some people have long droughts?
Yes, yeah. That he can have a long drought?
Then he could be on for like a month, and then he'll be off for 4 months.
All right. Was he on this past Tuesday?
Yes, we did see him.
We did see him. Oh, okay. All right. I've wasted a lot of these questions. All right.
You're telling me.
I wanted to see if he was actually on this week. That's why. No, because I was thinking, I was leaning Aiden English, but now I'm not 100% positive. All right. Were they ever in NXT?
Yes.
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 Okay. The fact that you have to look it up kind of scares me. Just so you know. all right. So they were on NXT. Okay. So they were champions somewhere else. But that doesn't knock out NXT. That's the worst part. You did say it was male, right? I'm not crazy.
You said... Yeah, my first word was he.
Yes, okay. Sorry. Just want to make sure. Was he a part of TNA?
Ooh. I don't think so. I'm just double checking, but it doesn't appear that he was ever a member of TNA. No. Good question.
That's about the only one. All right. Catchphrase? Anything that we, you know, like, oh, yep, I know this guy's got a catchphrase.
Nothing that we would consider a catchphrase.
All right.
Was that 7, 8?
That was 8. That was 8. I got one more. I'm just trying to think what else. Known for singles or tag team?
Let's see. If we look at the championship list, we'll say tag team, although he's won quite a few singles championships as well in other promotions.
Right. All right. So.
So that's a tough one.
All right. All right, so I've got a guess.
Yep.
All right. This one's a tough one. Because he's...
Probably wouldn't be if you have just asked one or two good questions, but some of those were terrible.
Well, I was trying to see if they were on this week so I could at least narrow it down, but it didn't really help me when you said, yeah, they were, but you couldn't even tell me without looking at it. So that's tough. All right, the only person I can really think of, honestly, is James Ellsworth.
Oh, swing and a miss.
All right. Shoot, that was my only guy I could possibly think of.
I mean, Russ, let's not forget that there's a lot of times I delay any response to any question that you or Carrie asked me just to...
Right, just to kind of throw me off, right. That's...
But when did I do that, and when did I hit you quickly to throw you off the scent is the question.
Well, the other person would have been Shinsuke Nakamura. And I'm going to go with Shinsuke Nakamura.
No. What I want you to do right now, do you have a web browser open?
Yep.
Type in the name Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get to Google. Okay, anytime now. There we go. Right, oh, so. No. I went to ghoul.com, which apparently is also a search engine.
Good for them. That's smart.
That is smart. All right, there it is. All right, Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
All right, last name, P-A-R-M-E-T-E-R, like Parmeter?
Yep, and then it says Ryan Parmeter wife, so I'm assuming he has a hot wife.
I can't vouch
for it. It is Connor, you son of a...
Russ, I was like, come on, it's Connor.
I thought for sure, because you know what you threw me off with, what it was in Connor, is... I thought that's who you were originally going with, okay? I'll be honest with you. That's who I thought you were originally going with. And then I asked the question, this really screwed me up. Has he been on a lot lately? Or was he on? And you did that delay of yes. I'm like, okay, if it was Connor, he would have said yes immediately, and I shouldn't have said that. I should have just gone, you were being a jackass, it's Connor.
Well, in all fairness, he wasn't on for months at a time. He's only recently been on the past month
Right. No, you were right with that, and I should have... I went with the wrong...
Your questions.
Yeah.
That was all.
Yeah, my questions screwed me up, too. They hurt me.
Here's the thing. Like, looking at his championships, this is what probably also didn't help. He's won heavyweight championships 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different organizations.
Holy cow.
But he also won tag team championship in NXT, but you did not ask me NXT. Then you debated about it, and you probably should have went with that.
Yeah, I should have.
All right. Before we end this, let's give our final thoughts on Game of Thrones. Did you know we only have 3 episodes to go?
I know. Is it only 3? I thought we had 4.
No, they're doing 7 and 7, it sounds like.
No, 8 and 8. Come on. No, but this was probably one of the best episodes I've ever seen.
I can sit here and safely say the last, like, 10 minutes, I'm just like, if they fucking kill Bronn, I'm fucking riding.
Oh, my God. I was screaming. I was like, okay, if they're going to kill Bronn, he better take out a fucking dragon. Because I will be furious if Bronn goes down without taking out a dragon. And then I was like, oh, my God, if they kill Jaime like a bitch, I'm also going to be pissed.
I was so hoping Jaime was somehow going to kill Daenerys. Like, I knew it was so
unlikely, there was no
but
way
goddamn,
that was
I was cheering that on. And I said, all right, so I asked Chris, I asked people on the blog, I'm like, what did Jaime make the right choice in going for? And everybody's like, no. And I'm like, what else was he going to do? He saw an opening. Was he supposed to just
be in the field and get captured? He never had an opening. That was a suicide mission. Because
how do you say that?
The dragon wasn't...
Yeah, but how do you... All right, Russ, in the realm that they're in, he's never seen a fucking dragon. He don't know if they have good sight. He don't know shit about them, so he took the chance while he could.
You're right, but he would have had a better chance if he had used a projectile.
Well, I'm sorry that he wasn't the fucking gunslinger. He didn't have one. He had a fucking spear, and he wanted to spear that bitch.
He did want to spear the bitch. I did like Tyrion saying, run away. That was great.
Yeah,
run away, you dumbass. And he didn't.
I loved when Davos was like, Missandei, this is King John or King Snow. He soaked it.
I like... I don't know. The last 15, 20 minutes was amazing. Like, it was just... Is this the first time we've actually had both sides major characters in a fight?
I believe they actually went into that at one point, yeah. Possibly behind the episode they did.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been discussed. Yeah, this. Well, with the exception of season 2 with the green fire shit there.
Oh yeah, but that wasn't... Who was on the other side?
Davos and Stannis.
Oh, right. But Stannis was never going to be a major player, I didn't think, so...
He was for the first 5 seasons, though, in reality. Well, season 2 through 5, he was a big player. But he wasn't a huge player at that moment, in reality.
But, well, in overall sense, he's not a major player. But
yeah, he was fucking Robert's brother.
No, I get that. I meant he's not a major player in the overall scheme of things, like the big picture overall. He was a minor blip in the story, overall.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, fine. But I'll say this.
They all have Davos.
This was the first time, honestly, that I felt like watching this, like, oh my God, they're going to kill one of my favorites, and I'm going to be so pissed. Because, like, Bronn, Jaime, I knew they weren't going to kill Daenerys. She had to have the victory. She needed a victory.
I fucking hate her so much. I, I really just hope that she gets killed at some point. Like, I was like, all right, if you gotta sacrifice a dragon, kill Daenerys, go for it. Just do it. Do something, kill that bitch. Even if it was gonna be short lived and Melisandre brought her back to life, which is what I was kind of expecting.
I hope not. They've already played that out. They can't do it again.
Oh, plus they also said, though, that you're very vulnerable up on the dragon.
True.
Here's my question. Up till this past week, I thought for sure we were going to see the death of one, if not two, dragons. Now I'm not thinking that we're going to see a death of a dragon.
Oh, we have to. I thought for sure Bronn was going to get a dragon, and then that was going to be it. He was going to get killed, too. He's going to take
that
the dragon out
shot,
and
him. And it didn't fucking phase the dragon hardly at all. So yeah. He took the best shot that they had, unless somehow
they get the
Qyburn
face.
Has like made 17 fucking ballistas back at King's Landing.
Right.
Which maybe because she paid off the bank, maybe she's getting money
and,
for it.
And not to mention now the Daenerys, though, now she knows that the dragons are vulnerable.
Yeah, but I mean, on the plus side for their side, they just completely killed like all the backup supplies for King's Landing. Like,
oh yeah,
food.
No, was that a smart play or is that going to backfire on her?
On Daenerys?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everybody's like, well, she can't go burn up stuff because then she's going to be too much like her dad. Well, she just burned up supplies, so the poor people.
Right. Like, it was going to help
every
the poor
single
people.
Thing. So her stupid ways has allowed her Dorne, her allies in Dorne to be fucked, Highgarden to be fucked, her Unsullied to be fucked because their supplies are running short. Like, all because you don't want to burn down King's Landing. It's so stupid. Just burn down some of King's Landing, get rid of Cersei, and then make peace with everybody.
Right. It's tough. I see where they're coming from, though. You don't want to kill innocent people. Although,
but
by
you're
destroying...
losing allies.
You're right. And by just technically, by destroying the food supply, she is killing innocent. Oh, it's tough. But I think this is the best route she could go. If you're not gonna go in there and say, "Hey, we're gonna kill all you people," sorry that you happened to be here at the wrong time.
Yeah, and for the love of God, please stop asking John to bend at the knee. If John bends at the knee, I'm gonna be super pissed at him.
I don't mind him bending at the knee after all of it's said and done. If he wants to pledge his loyalty to her, then fine. But how about after we take out the White Walkers, which we know is clearly the last thing they're going to do?
Yeah, she's just being super obnoxious about asking.
Yes.
That's my big issue.
Yes.
All right. We should probably wrap this shit up, dude.
We definitely should, because this is...
a mess.
Oh my God, this is almost 3 hours long.
I don't want to even talk... I'm not looking to edit this until tomorrow, probably.
Oh my God. I didn't even think... I thought for sure SmackDown, we'd be done in 10, 15 minutes. Maybe 20. Nope, it's an hour.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Quickly, next week... next week I can advertise stuff. Nothing's really going on this
week. Plus, Carrie's back next week, so she'll keep us on track.
Everybody visit 9deuce.com.
For all your favorite things.
/wrestling.
Yes.
Facebook, 9... Official 9 Deuce on Twitter and Instagram. Fuck it all. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? Have fun listening to it.
Yeah.
Even though this is the end. So now. All right. We'll see everyone next week.
Sniff you jerks later.